Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
If these caravans are allowed into our country, only bigger and more emboldened caravans will follow. And you see that's what's happening now. We have one that's coming up, and it's being somewhat dissipated as they march, but then other people are joining it. And then it gets bigger. And now, if you look back at Honduras and if you look at El Salvador, other ones are solving, and they're forming. They're forming. You have new ones that are forming. And we call it caravan number two. It's unbelievably rough, people. Very, very hard for the military to stop it. Our military will have no problem.
That is the president, of course, talking about the latest with the caravan. And we've got a lot. We got a lot to hit on. Oh, by the way, where are we going to start? That's what we got to figure out. Oh, well, welcome to the show. It's Friday. I'm Dana Lash, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook, as though you don't hear that every day. And we'll be opening up phone lines here shortly, but I want to get to... So these are just... This is the stuff that I'm looking at right now. Here's one. I'm just going to give you three top things I'm looking at right now. The first one has to do with the caravan. They're suing the president and the United States government, claiming a violation of constitutional rights. Constitutional rights. Kane's perplexed.
What, the U.S. Constitution?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here, migrants traveling by foot from Honduras to the U.S. to seek asylum filed a class action lawsuit yesterday against the president, DHS, and others claiming a violation of their due process under the Fifth Amendment. And they are trying to go back to Scalia, who said on a case, and this is a complete bastardization, but what, you know. As is typical, they say it's well established the Fifth Amendment entitles aliens to due process of law in a deportation proceeding, except this is not a deportation proceeding. And I also believe that if you repeatedly violate the law and you're repeatedly deported and you've committed crimes, et cetera, I mean, you're breaking the law, so you can't sue claiming that you're the plaintiff in this. That's just not how that works. So this that's one of the stories that we're watching. Also, in addition to this, it's not just the Daily Caller, but there are it's Reuters, Daily Caller, and a number of other news outlets say that some in the migrant caravan have weapons and guns and Molotov cocktails. That was one of the things that was reported. I'm just throwing this out here for you. Then, secondly, there is the situation with Robert O'Rourke, because Project Veritas released a new video last night showing his campaign, the head of his campaign and a bunch of field managers with his campaign using what seems to be election donations to help finance and help pay for people in the caravan. And that's all on video. And I'm seeing some people we're going to jump into that as well, because there's some very interesting angles that I see people really trying to stretch on that one. We have that. Brian Kilmeade will join us later on in the program. And we have, goodness, I'm just looking at a bunch of stuff. So let's just start with what we have right off the top, which is that this caravan is, they're filing suit to, they're pointing to Trump's claim that he's going to prevent the caravan from entering the U.S. And it claims that the president cannot stop asylum seekers by employing the military when they have a fair claim. Well, he's not. They're there to provide resource assistance. And I just, they're mad. And in the suit, it actually says that he's invoking fear. Invoking fear and hysteria. But I will direct you back to the videos that we have seen where you have people in this migrant caravan that stormed gates, threw rocks at security officers. Oh, and isn't there another one that did I send you guys another one last night? What was the other one I sent you last night? Or did I send it or not? Because there was another one where there's a new video out that showed that they had Molotov cocktails. And I saw this. I know I saved it, and I'll find it here. I cannot play it because I don't know if there's cussing, and I'm just, you know, because it's just the video of it. And it looked like it was surreptitiously recorded, so I don't know. But I'm just saying that, you know, that would kind of, I think, maybe perhaps do more to invoke fear than anything, than the president simply saying, we're going to make sure that our borders are protected. I mean, that's just because you come in a group of people doesn't mean that you get to demand entry into the United States. Every sovereign nation around the world, it's like if you had 7,000 Americans that decided to march up to Canada and demand entry, are they bound to allow us to enter and we can sue them or throw rocks at them if they don't? Do you see how this works? And if it was about asylum, which I don't believe it is, why didn't they accept Mexico's offer of asylum? And that was, I think people forget that. If this was truly about Aldea Sun by 12, the president even noted on this. Listen.
The government of Mexico has generously offered asylum, jobs, education, and medical care for people within the caravan. But many members of the caravan have refused these offers, which demonstrate that these migrants are not legitimate asylum seekers. They're not looking for protection, because if they were, they'd be able to get it from Mexico. Mexico has agreed to take them in.
Yeah. So there you go. And this is just what I think one of the big points that everybody is really overlooking here is that they were offered all of these things and they said no, they rejected it. So if it was about receiving asylum, then their rejecting asylum that they received makes it not about asylum anymore. So this isn't about asylum, and we can quit pretending that it is. I mean, that's it just simply is not anymore. And furthermore, looking into this, okay, I have here. I told you, you knew I was going to find this. I can't play it, but Kanye, I want you to see it as well. There was a video that shows a number of those involved in the caravan throwing rocks and Molotov cocktails. One of the reporters at Daily Caller has it. And that, I mean, they're throwing, there was a security helicopter overhead and they were throwing rocks at it and all kinds of stuff and what they thought were the Molotov cocktails. It just, that's not, it's kind of violent, I'm just saying. So if you're talking about, if you want to accuse people of invoking fear or hysteria, I think that behavior does it all entirely on its own. So let's put the blame where blame is due. I mean, that's just silly. Now, this as this lawsuit, they're trying to say that they are owed due process and that they have been violated of their due process under the Fifth Amendment. You are not American citizens. Again, it's not as though 5,000 Americans can just march right up to Canada and demand immediate entry. You're all racist and bigots if you don't allow us to immediately enter. And wanting to make sure that immigration and admittance is done legally, properly, and people are well vetted with verifiable documentation, et cetera, et cetera. For those individuals who claim that such a desire is proof enough of some sort of racist tendencies or some latent bigotry. That is the laziest contribution to any political conversation I have ever seen, and you should be so bad for such remedial thoughts. And I hope that those people grow more intellectually and spiritually so that they can make better arguments. Because it's just dumb. It deserves to be ridiculed. Again, I'll go and say anyone who disagrees with me then is a horrible sexist and hates women. Do you see how that works? Because that it works that way. That's your logic. So the plaintiffs on this suit, 12 Honduran nationals, it was filed yesterday. And they said, well, you know, Honduras, El Salvador are undergoing a well-documented human rights crisis. And they were taught, it discussed how they needed asylum, except again, then you didn't take it in Mexico. Mexico offered benefits in addition to asylum. Now, you can apply for asylum. You don't have to march up to the border checkpoint to do so. You can apply for asylum within your own country. They could have sought asylum in Mexico, stayed in Mexico, and then applied for asylum in the United States. But it's not about asylum. It is a lie that is what all of this is about. It is not. And so they say that they are being denied their rights if they are not allowed to cross the border illegally. I know. This is what it is. We live in an era where people can even sue restaurants for serving their coffee too hot. Because it's hot coffee. You don't really, but here we are. We're going to get into this more. We also have some job numbers out. Hispanic unemployment is at an all-time low. And we're going to have some numbers on that. And then we're going to go down to Texas, back well where we are now, and look at the latest controversy engulfing the Robert Beto O'Rourke campaign and some of the arguments that I see have been presented in defense of it, which is really bad. So we're going to get into all of that and more. In the meantime, our good friends at Caltech make some really cool Second Amendment instruments. You can say that. Second Amendment instrument. I like that. It is an instrument with which to exercise your God-given natural right of Second Amendment. But they also look really cool, let's be real. I mean, the KSG tactical shotgun that they have, that's a zombie gun. I was trying to remember because there was a movie that I watched recently, and I know that they have had their firearms placed in a number of movies. And I wanted to say it was John Wick, which I've seen 11,000 times. It's one of the best movies ever. I know this, I'm talking about Caltech, but I think it was in that. I'm going to double check, but I think it was in John Wick. Anyway, this thing is just, it's awesome. Ambidextrous, downward shell ejection, keeps your line of sight clear. It's just, and it holds a whole box of shells, which is really awesome. Everything that Caltech makes is really innovative, whether it has to do with performance or safety or quality or reliability or accuracy. They make things that are often imitated but never quite perfectly replicated because it's not Caltech, like the P380, which completely changed microcarry, which is just, it's the tiniest little 380 you could get. It's awesome. Everybody should have this thing. Go and check out everything that Caltech has to offer. KELTECweapons.com, KeltechWeapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you. I always head to the range with preloaded mags, but it's amazing how fast you can go through all those rounds. There's nothing more aggravating than having to stop and reload everything when you get into a good rhythm. You know, when you find your focus and your concentration and you're just really on top of acquiring your target and you want to get right back into it instead of having to stop and reload mags. The administrative work is what I call it. Take a look at your old speed loaders and be honest about it. They look lame compared to the ETS loader. This is literally the fastest loader in the world. And if you doubt me for even a second, you got to go to loadmagsfast.com and see the video for yourself. For $30, it's the best money you can spend on the range. And I'm telling you from personal experience, once you have this ETS loader, you're never going to load the same way again. Load a whole mag in less than 3 seconds. Go to loadmagsfast.com. That's loadmagsfast.com and use promo code Dana for free shipping. Loadmagsfast.com.
just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
At DLash on Twitter. I'm super, super interested in watching all of these people that were so upset over, like, for instance, Dinesh D'Souza's campaign finance violations, and they're trying to explain away Beto O'Rourke's campaign finance violations. I mean, okay, go on with your bad selves. The same people who got mad at him, I think this is totally fine. I'm super fascinated by it. Oh, my goodness. I love the inconsistency of the left. You guys are amazing. These are your rules, so you got to just, you've made your bed lie in it. Let's kick it into some quick five.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
The economy is adding more than 1,000 jobs, manufacturing jobs in particular, a day. The best since 1998, which is, this is pretty good. 32,000 new manufacturing jobs in October alone. That's about more than 1,000 every single day. That includes holidays and weekends. And 21,000 of those new jobs, those were in durable goods manufacturing, including more than 10,000 in transportation manufacturing. More than 6,000 new jobs were added in autos and auto parts. 5,000 added by machinery makers. So this is huge. And in looking at that, Rasmussen has a new numbers from the Daily Presidential Tracking Poll showing Trump approval now at 51%. A lot of that's bolstered by his handling of the economy and foreign policy as well. News 4 Jax reports on a study that says from the University of Innsbruck in Austria, an entity that I am seriously questioning now. I don't know, maybe not. They say that people who drink their coffee black often have psychopathic or sadistic traits. Yeah, okay. Maybe. This might be the most accurate study ever. They say people who like bitter foods like black coffee or tonic water have personality traits that could be seen as bitter and unpleasant. Or maybe we just don't like our coffee like to be have a skirt on it, you know. Although I say that with black coffee, Black Rifle coffee with heavy cream in it right now. But that's all I have in it is heavy cream. Anyway. It's, you know, because it's paleo. Well, sort of paleo. Stop it. This is why I don't do cruises. Right here. As if you need another example. The Carnival ship lists mid-cruise, causing chaos. It leaned legit over. The pictures and video inside, it's just total disaster. And it's called listing, which means to tilt or lean. And they said at first we didn't think anything of it because it's not uncommon for ships to rock back and forth, but it didn't rock back and forth. It just leaned. They said everything slid off the tables, then the tables slid themselves across the floor. They said it was pure chaos. So they said it was a technical issue. It happened just hours after they left Cape Canaveral. Again, why I do not do cruises. This is why right here. You're on a big old floating hotel. It's like, yeah, it's like Titanic, and you can't get off of it. I'm just saying. This was crazy. WTOL reports that a woman was given Narcan for an asthma attack, and she's now being treated for a brain injury. In Cincinnati, a wife and a mother, she was having an asthma attack, and apparently the Pierce Township Police thought, because, you know, an opioid epidemic, maybe she's overdosing. And they administered Narcan. And they thought that they were saving her life. And now she's at Bethesda North Hospital fighting to recover from a serious brain injury. Because she has asthma. And they said so that was bad. She went into cardiac arrest and it didn't go over well. But they don't know if she's going to make a full recovery. They don't know what plans they're going to take next, but my heavens. I think that's maybe something you should know, maybe, perhaps, before, you know. And Brazil's new president, this is interesting. In the United States, the administration closed the PLO offices in Washington, D.C. Well, now, according to a couple of news entities, the new Brazilian president is to close the Palestinian embassy, saying, quote, you do not negotiate with terrorists. Wow. This is Jair Bolsonaro, the 63-year-old seven-term congressman who is now the president-elect of Brazil. That's what they're saying. We don't negotiate with terrorists, and it looks like they might be closing their embassy as well. Interesting. And this press release from the Justice Department, a man from Algeria was busted for terrorist activity in Pennsylvania. He was sentenced to 15 years imprisonment for conspiring with a Pennsylvania woman and others to provide material support to terrorists. Ali Sharif Dimash was indicted in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania on one count of conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists and a couple of other charges, including identity theft. Oh, my word. When we come back, Beto O'Rourke's in trouble. We'll talk about why. With all of the recent news about online security breaches, it's hard not to worry about where your data goes. Making an online purchase or simply accessing your email could put your private information at risk. Not to mention, you're being tracked online by social media sites and marketing companies and your mobile or internet provider. It seems nothing is private anymore. That's why I decided to take back my privacy using ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of my computer, phone, tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Protecting yourself with ExpressVPN costs less than $7 a month. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Dana. That's expressvpn.com/Dana for 3 months free with a one-year package. ExpressVPN.com.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. and tragically 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
So this awesome story that came out from James O'Keefe's Project Veritas yesterday is pretty damning, I think, in that it this is what's up. In campaigns, you have federal election laws. Now, here's the thing. I think that campaign finance laws are stupid. I think all of it's dumb. I think it's an abridgment of speech. What I think is fascinating, though, is that all of the individuals who are trying to excuse what I'm going to showcase to you here in this video excerpt that you're going to listen to, is that they are entirely inconsistent on the application of campaign finance laws. Entirely. So when you have a political campaign and you have people who donate to it, you have to use those funds in a specific way as it relates to your campaign. And even then, you know, if you're purchasing things for your campaign, it has to be certain material things, some, you know, some things you can't, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And other some violations are carry a heftier penalty than others. Some can be just simple reporting violations. Some can be fraud. And there are campaigns that genuinely and honestly do make mistakes, and they will classify something incorrect, and it could be a reporting violation. That's, you know, it is what it is. But on this video that came out last night, there it's I can't play the whole thing because it's, what is it, like 25 minutes?
Yeah.
But he has all the sound bites at the top. And then you can see the meat and potatoes after that. But they have the campaign manager for Beto O'Rourke, and they also have a bunch of field managers. They're all telling this undercover reporter with Project Veritas how they are using donor money to help the migrant caravan, including prepaid cards that they use to go and buy things that would not be allowed to purchase. They cannot use the funds this way according to campaign finance law. And they have, they talked about using vehicles that the campaign uses to help transport migrants. They were talking about how some were taken to Missouri, some have already made it. Yeah, there's, oh yeah, you gotta watch the video. And so they're all on camera talking about this. Now, all of the people that were really mad at Dinesh D'Souza for donating more than he was supposed to and calling him a fraud and a felon and everything else, this is completely, totally fine. Those individuals. This is what I'm talking about when I mean there's a complete inconsistent application here. People don't have, on the left, they have certain standards for themselves and different standards for everybody else. And so on this and this clip, is this one of the field managers that's talking? Because they talk to the campaign manager. Her name's Jody. She's, you know, runs his campaign. And then they talk to some of the different district field directors, as I understand it.
You'll hear a few different people in this clip.
Yeah, and these are all field directors with the campaign talking about how they're using the money to aid the caravan of people who want to enter illegally. Now, let's listen to it first, and then we got more coming.
I can ignore the rules and I don't mind breaking the rules, and I can defend any position.
I was going to use the vans too, so we could probably use that. Could we use the vans?
We're going to use that to give some of those immigrants rides to like the airport, to the bus station, and then being nice and then being professional. You know? Because nothing is professional. None of this is like that there's a woman.
Yeah, like,
you know?
It's not ever repeat this on top, but, like, mm-hmm. If you just say we're buying food for some event, like the Halloween event, because there's block walks coming up for Halloween.
Have you been able to go and, like, help out anymore with the other people? Mm-hmm.
I did yesterday. Tonight we get more. So it's, I don't know how that's going to go.
Tonight you get more?
There's more people coming.
More people coming? Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's 200 more.
So Jody knows that, like,
well, she doesn't know that we use the prepaid card, but it's okay.
If you caught in like some sort of like, you know, violation, that's like a $50,000 fine.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, well, you got caught with it, like $50,000, you know, and mm-hmm. it happens more than once, it's a lot of money, you know.
I'll tell her and stuff. The thing is that, yeah, as long as we're not advertising. They said it was fine. I mean,
yeah.
I'm like, okay. I told you about it. I have the messages to prove it. So. Yeah.
So you told, like, Jody, or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I told Jody, and I told my director.
Okay. I know that we're using some of the campaign resources to help with the migrants, and like I just didn't want anyone to get in trouble with that. Like I didn't want them to ask me any questions about people using resources.
I'm going to show you this.
So this is some of the excerpts from all of this, and these are all these, you know, all of these field managers that they have with the campaign, and it is, yeah.
Well, you hear them admitting telling Jody, who would be then.
And she said no problem. She said right. There's no problem with it. She's like, no problem. It's, you know, it's going to be totally fine. So here's the thing. What if everything is as presented in the video, kind of illegal. And by illegal, I mean you're looking at $50,000 per violation. So I've had two arguments by people who are just total apologists for campaign finance violations. Oh, but only when it concerns Democrats. I also noted that one of these individuals totally wanted Dinesh D'Souza to rot in hell because he donated over the maximum amount, which I just find the inconsistent application fascinating. So this, one of the arguments that I have seen in all of this is that, well, you know, I seriously doubt that the donors are going to care. Well, that's irrelevant whether or not the donors care, because that's not what the money was conscripted to be used for. That's not what the money is supposed to be for. And that's, I mean, you can get mad at all you want to, but, I mean, that is just, you know, there you go. I mean, it's illegal. I don't know what else. There's nothing else to say about it. It's illegal.
I can have feelings about things that are illegal, but it doesn't change their legality.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of the argument.
I think red light cameras are stupid.
Yeah.
And I think it's a complete deprivation of due process.
Luckily,
but they're still out there.
Some states do feel that way.
Yeah,
cities
I know. Thankfully.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Thank goodness.
So this is where, you know, this is exactly what, you know, we're all talking about. It doesn't matter if it is legal or not, or whether or not the donors approved of it. It's illegal. And if you're going to bust it has to be. Laws are irrelevant if they're not consistently applied. But that's not even the big thing that gets me. This is the big thing that gets me. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and I love when people go work for progressive outlets. They kind of start to adopt some of those tendencies. But anyway, they were saying, well, I seriously doubt that this is going to end up badly for Beto, Robert O'Rourke. He's helping people that need help. I mean, you know, how horrible. You know what, though? When you watch the video, they all talk about using prepaid cards and everybody else's money. At no point did these people talk about using their own money to be charitable. And it is so easy to be generous with other people's money. This is like a quasi-Pharisee sort of thing happening here.
And I think voters need to know that he doesn't care as much about helping Americans as he does helping those who aren't.
Well, we'll get to that. Yeah, don't yeah. We'll get hello. But don't you think it's not? Is it generous, Kane? Is it more generous to use your own time and money, or is it more generous to use campaign time and campaign money?
Of course, it's more generous to use your own time and money. Absolutely.
So all the people that are saying, "Well, I mean, they're helping people. How generous?" But are they, though? Because, again, it's so easy to just give away other people's money. We see the government do it every day. Everyone loves being generous with other people's money. Do you know why? Because they don't have to pay anything for that generosity. That's one of the edifying things about generosity, is because it teaches you about sacrifice to be a good steward to your fellow man. When you're using other people's money to be generous, you're not edifying yourself. You're just, it's free money to you. So, no, I don't think that it's charitable. It isn't charitable to use other people's money and then try to glorify yourself after. Like, I was being so generous. Look how generous I was being with all these people's money. And that's what some of the defense I've seen is. Glorifying oneself over using other people's money and claiming that you're charitable.
And that's why they have the campaign finance laws in place. I mean, that's why they're there. Because people who spend other people's money are not even responsible with that money.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? We see that in the government all the time. So if it's someone else's money, you're not even going to care.
So, and James O'Keefe did, I'm going to pull this up, because apparently James O'Keefe did, there was a response from the Beto campaign. Let's see here. And by the way, if it was appropriately reported, then why were people saying nobody needs to know? And I hope nobody that is the wrong person finds out about this, because that's a direct quote. So he says, "I am comfortable that the campaign is above board and everything is being reported to the FEC. And I'm going to make sure that I also understand what's going on. But from everything that I've heard, that's the sum of it. Let's see the FEC records and so we can see the campaign is above board." So, okay, so make it all public then. Make it all public. It's totally fine. Just do that. So, this is the latest.
You even hear in the video where they're like, "Oh, we don't want to tell anybody."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they want to keep it quiet. So why can't you just be honest about it if it's such a charitable thing to do?
Well, because Kane, don't you know, people love when they're doing things above board. They like to keep it very quiet and hope that the wrong person doesn't find out about it. I mean, if you're doing the right thing and totally following the rules, I hope no one finds out that we're completely following the rules. I hope no one finds out that we're totally not at all violating FEC rules that would result in $50,000 fee per penalty, a penalty per violation. I hope nobody sees how closely we're following the law here. I mean, who the hell says that? Nobody does. Nobody says this. So that's... Yeah, so they're...
They were aware of the penalties, too, because they said it in the videos.
They knew. Yeah, because the... And I don't know who the undercover reporter was, but they were good because they knew which questions to ask. And they thought that, like the one guy said, "I'm done being a professional. I don't care. I can defend anything." Okay, well, good luck. It just needs to be consistent across the board. If you want to set up a little fund to help people enter the country illegally, then by all means, go and do that with your own money and your own time. But as you're going after everybody else, and you know they wring their hands over everything, because they were trying to go at Cruz over, Beto's campaign was trying to go at Cruz over, which it wasn't anything. They were trying to say that there was something that was not up with campaign finance. Everybody's always on alert. And you hear so many premature accusations of violations of campaign finance law because everybody's looking for one little crack. And like 99% of them don't really pan out. There's some do, and then they get a penalty for it. There have been Republicans that have fallen afoul of it. Barack Obama's campaign fell afoul of campaign finance laws, and they had to pay a penalty. And I think those were for reporting violations and some, I think, maximum, I want to say some reporting violations and then some maximum donations. I was trying to remember from memory. And so, but it's, you know, it happens. But... I've already seen this from their campaign. I saw this in the early days of the election.
We now go live to North State High School football with Connor Sutton.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the final week here in the regular season of high school football on KCNR 1460. Connor Sutton along Joseph Van Dyke here at Foothill High School in Palisadro, California, as the Cougars taking on the Chico Panthers. Both teams are already in the playoff hunt. However, there are some movement That can happen tonight for each team, depending on what happens throughout this game. So Paradise currently sits atop the standings at 5-0. Chico at 4-1, Pleasant Valley at 4-1, and Foothill at 3-2. Chico will have the kick, and Joseph, we've seen Foothill play a number of times this year. We know about their great quarterback, Jaden Gordon, but this is a team that's starting to develop throughout the season, and a team that has a chance to pull off a little bit of an upset tonight and get the win.
And like you said, this game has major playoff implications, so we'd like to gain some composure and show how much they've improved throughout the season heading into playoffs.
Chico will return the kick here from the Foothill Cougars, as we will see here if the Cougars can get off to a good start. Their fans excited here for the final game in the regular season. It is kicked away. Taken in by Chico at the 13-yard line, moving to our right and quickly getting to the outside of the right side and taken out of bounds at the 30. That is number 6, Jalen Johnson, on the return at 5'6", 165. Very shifty, the running back. And that is where the Panthers will take over. They have that tall quarterback, Joseph, at 6'5", has that ability to see over the line at 205, Ty Thomas. And he's the guy that Chico really relies on to run their offense.
And we'll see what type of offense Chico is putting together.
Immediately starting in the shotgun set with two receivers in each direction. Puts a man in motion. Hands now to Anthony Thomas on the outside and handoff. He cuts it upfield. Gets to the 34. He's taken down there for about a 4-yard gain. Second and 6.
And like you said, it's 6'5", 205. I'm interested to see how Ty Thomas is going to run the ball. I can imagine that. It'd be pretty difficult to take down.
Right.
If he can use his weight the right way. So we'll see if that plays on here.
This time, 5 receiver set. Once again, they send Anthony Thomas in motion out of the slot. He takes the handoff and it has a first down across the 40 to the 41. So back-to-back plays, basically the exact same play. One time running it from right to left, the other from left to right. And a quick first down for Chico. Like they'll stay in that formation that has 5 wideouts here. 3 left, 2 right. Again in the shotgun for Thomas on 1st and 10 from their own 41. Taking the snap, looking to throw. 2-3-step drop, throws with a slant on the right side. Finds his wide receiver, Del Real. He makes the catch. Now goes across midfield to the 40. And inside the 40, continue to push and will finally be dragged to the ground after a giant pileup in the middle of the field at the 37. On a very nice gain on 1st down. For Chico. Chico coming into this game 4-1 in league, 8-1 overall. Their only loss this year coming to Paradise, who is sitting atop the Eastern League standings. 1st and 10 from the 37-yard line. We'll see if they keep it through the air, but so far positive yardage on the first 3 plays of this game for Chico. Again, sending Thomas in motion. This time it's a play action fake. Ty Thomas rolls right. He's going to throw down the field that he overthrew his man and incomplete. Intended for number 32, Willie Baker. And it's 2nd down and 10.
Aggressive play call there.
Yeah.
To try and get the score early in this first quarter.
Well designed as well. Had his man, Willie Baker, open, just a tad overthrown. 2nd and 10. Taking the snap is Ty Thomas, looking down the field. He's going to throw to the middle of the field. A layout by Del Real. He can't make the catch. Incomplete. Thomas led him just a little too much. Got inside of the defensive back, and then was off to the races trying to find the 6'3 receiver. And Del Real unable to bring that one in with a headlong dive. And now it's 3rd and 10. So a couple of shots down the field on 1st and 2nd down. And now it's 3rd and long for the Panthers, and a chance for Foothill to get a stop and get the ball back without allowing any points after Chico was moving the ball quickly on their first couple plays. 3rd and 10 from the 37. This time they send Anthony Thomas in motion. It's going to be a Read option, and now Ty Thomas is going to take this one to the house. Everybody was expecting Anthony Thomas to get the handoff. Thomas goes right up the middle, and he is in for a touchdown, a 37-yard run on third and 10. The read option, and everybody bit on the running back, and it's 6-0 Chico. Wow, quick and easy. I'm third and 10 right there.
Establish Anthony Thomas early with back-to-back plays, and then everybody bit on the read.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Come check out their self-serve 18 craft beer wall. They got lots of different beer to choose from. They switch it out every couple weeks. The extra point is up and good. And Chico, on their first drive of the game, has a touchdown. They leave 7-0. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Football on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460, the epicenter of talk radio. On Monday, we welcome Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's going on in Northern California via the magazine and James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. Also, we're going to be talking about the propositions. What do they really mean? It's nice to know that before you go out and vote. All of this Monday right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Foothill will return the kick. It's going to be taken in after a roll at around the 5-yard line, but instead it's going to be down as Tyler Carey, the return man, went down to a knee to get it, and that was where he was down. So it's a mistake. It's going to be taken in at the 4, and that's where Foothill's going to take over. So bad mistake there, trying to go down to the knee and eat down the football. So now a long field ahead for Foothill. So last week, Chico, they're on a little bit of a two-game winning streak. They beat Pleasant Valley 17-10, which is one of the reasons they see themselves in the second slot in the standings with the same record as Pleasant Valley because of the head-to-head win. If Pleasant Valley beats Paradise tonight, Chico will move up to... And Chico wins, excuse me. They'll move up to the number one seed. Here's a handoff up the middle for maybe a yard or two for the Cougars. That was the running back, Bryce Henderson, able to get 2 yards out to the 8-yard line, 2nd and 8. Remember, all 4 of these teams already in. However, a couple of possibilities. Either way, Foothill can jump to the 2-seed. Chico can fall to the 4 and improve to the 1. Another handoff up the middle. I believe it's Henderson again. It is. He gets just short of that first down marker, I believe. And it'll be 3rd down. Check that. It's Peterson. So 3rd and short. Jaden Gordon in the shotgun. Remember, he has the ability to get up the field in a hurry at the quarterback position, dropping back to pass. Now they're going to rush him, and he's going to escape the sack. Now has a first down running across the 20. More room to backload. He's taken down at the 26. So 3rd down at 10, dropping back to pass. They didn't really have a linebacker or defensive back on QB spy. It allowed Jaden Gordon to get out of the backfield and in to the first down territory across the 20.
And just like you mentioned, Gordon has that ability to make explosive plays. And although we only got a couple of yards on that play, he broke 3 tackles very easily could have been putting him down short and forcing a 4th down.
1st and 10 from the 26-yard line, maybe 25. Gordon takes the snap. He fakes the handoff and keeps it himself, and he's taken down in the backfield. And he was hit quickly. Nobody bought the fake handoff to Bryce Henderson. They came right for Gordon, and it's about a 2-yard loss back at the 24. So 2nd and 12. Here for the Cougars in their red uniforms, gray pants, red helmets. Chico wearing the visiting white with also red helmets and the yellow C on the helmets. Second and 12. Driving back to pass is Gordon. Has time. Throws to the left. It's in. It's to Chris Jacobson, and I think he made the catch. He did right at the 30.
He had to go down to the turf to grab that ball.
Yep.
But the ref's ruling it was complete.
Surprised Gordon didn't try to look more down the field. Had good protection. Had time to throw to step up into the pocket. But instead electing to go to his wideout on the left side of the field, Chris Jacobson. Third and 7. Got to get to the 36-yard line. Deep drop for Gordon. Time to throw over the middle. Complete. First down. Again, finding his wideout. This time, Brandon Merriman on the catch. And Wright sat in between a couple of players in zone defense making the catch and going down quickly.
That was an on-point pass. Perfect timing to get it to Brandon Merriman for the first down.
It's a first and 10 at the 39. 7-0 Chico here early in this first quarter. Gordon takes a snap, fakes the handoff to Henderson. He's going to keep it himself, pushing forward across the 40 to around the 42. And second and about 7 or 8 coming up. Tonight's game is brought to you by Mary's Peaches Shack. They got so many deals going on right now. Dine and Donate program is awesome. It's easy and fun to raise money through Mary's Dine and Donate program, which allows you to host an event at one of their locations to raise money for a cause that's important to you. As Gordon drops back to pass, throws over the middle in the slant. He's got it. It's complete. Now it's a possible chance for a touchdown. Tyler Carey, he's going to go all the way. Touchdown. A slant pattern, and as soon as Carey caught the ball, he was already beyond the safeties, and he takes it. 63 yards for the touchdown and a PAT away from tying this game. And a good throw from Jaden Gordon on back-to-back throws. And the Cougars not taking that first punch lightly as they come right back with 6 points of their own.
A great throw and a great burst of speed quickly from the junior wide receiver to put 6 points on the board for Foothill.
Extra point coming out is Jared Martin, their kicker. The snap, the hold. This is good. We are tied at 7. 6:50 to go, first quarter. This is Northern State High School football on KCNR 1460.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
We are tied at 7 here mid-first quarter. Chico versus Foothill in the final regular season game of the year. This kickoff is taken in at the 4-yard line after a slight fumble. And here comes Marvellus Owens, who is taken down at the 21. Looked like he had room to run, and it was all those holes were clogged up by red Foothill jerseys and taken down for just a 15-yard return. So that's where Chico will take over. Remember their first couple plays. In their last drive, they went to the ground twice, and then a couple of good throws from Ty Thomas, and then a read option that Thomas took about 41 yards into the end zone on third and long. We know this offense is explosive, and they showed that in their first drive. Is now they're going to a little bit of a different formation. Trips bunch in the slot. Looks like they're going to be blocking for Thomas as he runs out to the right. Now breaks a tackle, now dodges another, nearly getting to the 30. Right near the sideline around the 28-yard line for about a 6-yard gain and second and 4 coming up. Most teams in high school run a couple formations that are pretty similar to one another. This formation here that Chico just ran, something I had never seen before. They run their wide receivers just outside of that tackle line. Second and four. Taking the snap is Ty Thomas. This time he hands it up to his halfback, Ty Walker, who pushes all the way forward to the 35. He's got a first down on about an 8-yard gain. First and 10 from the 36 here from Foothill High School in Palo Cedro on a Friday night. Another man in motion. A fake handoff now. They do give it up the middle to number 25, Corey Jonesman. And he is stopped for about a 1-yard gain, and it's second and 9. Well, they faked an outside handoff to Jalen Johnson and gave it to their tight end. Check that. Their running back, Corey Jonesman. It's 6 feet tall. A little bit more of a fullback trying to push forward. Second and 9. Ty Thomas, handoff to the outside. Jalen Johnson looking for room, tries to cut off field, finds a few yards, getting to the 40, maybe just shy of the 40, and it's third and about 6 coming up. Last time this Foothill defense found themselves on third down, they bit on a read option to the running back, and then it allowed the quarterback, Ty Thomas, to take it to the house. So I imagine they're going to be aware of that here. Third and 6 on the 40, on Chico's 40. Two receivers right. Thomas takes a snap, rolling to his right, throwing on the run, complete. And a first down at midfield, taken in by Willie Baker. And a very nice play-action rollout. And the man-to-man coverage enabled to stop Baker from getting some room and making the catch. Ball's at the right hash across midfield at the 49. We know that Ty Thomas has such a big arm. He has the ability to go to the end zone from here. We saw him try to do it twice in that first drive. Here comes the blitz from Foothill. Handoff up the middle. It's to Ty Walker. Walker's got a couple of yards now. Continues to push through the line. Gets to the 39. Almost a first down, and it's second and around 2 coming up. Chico has already given handoffs to 4 different backs here. Anthony Thomas, the first couple of downs. Then Jalen Johnson, Willie Baker's gotten a couple chances. Corey Jonesman, I mean, they've been spreading it around here early. Second and about 3. 3 receivers left, the tight end right. Takes the snap, now a fake handoff. No, they do give it up the middle. This is to Jonesman, and he gets forward to the 40, a yard short of the first down marker at the 39. And third and 1 coming up.
And just like you said, there's no doubt that this Chico team has depth, as well as multiple running backs. We've seen them take multiple shots downfield to a different eligible receiver each time.
Third and 1. Cougars would love to get a stop here and get the ball back. However, this is kind of in the spot where Chico might go for it on 4th. Foothill showing blitz. Thomas now looking to the sideline. That play's going to be blow dead. I think we're going to have a delay of game. Nope, it's going to be a false start on the offense. I think here. Let's see. Oh, check that. We're going to have a timeout, Chico, before the delay of game. So it'll be 3rd and 1 when we come back. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. We are tied at 7 here on KCNR 1460.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
So Chico on third down. They do convert on barely getting across that first down marker. But we do have, I think that's a flag on the floor, on the ground there, right near the where the ball is. Maybe not. So first and 10 from the 39 for Chico, trying to extend or trying to give themselves the lead yet again. They began the game with a touchdown. First and 10, Ty Thomas dropping back the pass, looking left, throws left. It is complete, fitting it in between the safety and the defensive back to Anthony Thomas. A great throw. It's complete, just short of the first down marker at around the 31. And second and inches coming up.
And Thomas showed great confidence in his senior receiver there to throw that ball. It looked like he was very well covered by three foothold defenders. So props to the receiver for making the catch and props to the quarterback for having the confidence to throw that ball.
And putting it on the money, too. Had to fit it in between a couple of different foothill defenders there. Second and short, shotgun set. Tight end to the left, halfback to the left. Taking the snap, looking down the field. Here is a good touch pass down the field, just intended for Willie Baker out of his reach. Incomplete. Thomas frustrated with himself looking to the sideline. He felt like he put that one in a pretty good spot, just unable to bring it in. So third and one, and once again, let's see if Foothill can stop them on third down. They have yet to be able to do that so far.
And the snap. Ty Thomas will take it himself.
And did he get it? He looks like he did.
Looks like he'll get the first down.
Just short of the 35, but across the first down marker, which was at the 25, but was at the 29 that he needed to gain. First and 10.
Thomas leaving nothing up to chance and saying he'll just take care of himself. Get the first down.
And Chico marching down the field here in this first quarter. Minute and a half remaining in the opening quarter. We're tied at 7. Halfback to the right hip of Ty Thomas. Two receivers left, one right, a tight end right. Now a handoff to Ty Walker, who is taken down for no gain, maybe a yard or so.
And this will be about 2nd and 9. As the clock runs under a minute.
So far, been a kind of a offensive show a little bit. I know we haven't had a whole lot of big plays, but the two touchdowns were big plays. Three possessions in this opening quarter. Play action fake. Now a toss play right. Ty Walker on the option. He's got a first down. He might even have more. He's going to take this one, and he's going to be down just short of the goal line at the one. A 28-yard gain on second down. Ty Thomas rolled right, looking to take it himself, and then pitched it to Walker. And now it's first and goal from just outside the goal line.
And it took three Foothill defenders to bring down Ty Walker at a full head of steam as he saw himself racing towards the pylon. 25 seconds to go, and Ty Thomas takes it himself in, and he will have a touchdown.
So Thomas, as it's kind of tough for us to see here, especially for me in the press box on that far side of the field, Thomas has his second rushing touchdown of the night. It's 13-7. Chico has the lead yet again here late in the first quarter. Extra point unit coming out. Number 22, Atticus Mickles, kicked this one in to give them a seven-point lead. The snap, the hold, this is cleanly through the uprights. 14-7, Chico has the lead. Late first quarter here on KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Chris Jacobson on the return for Foothill gets out to the 20 after the Cougars made a mistake on the last time trying to return as they downed it at the 3. This time, however, they'll take over at the 20, trailing 14-7 here in the late in the first quarter. We'll probably have one play or so before the end of the first quarter. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack, one of my favorite places to go in the Reading area for some pizza. And one of the reasons is because of their self-serve 18 craft beer wall. A place where you can go, and they've got something that I'm sure will fit your taste. You got IPAs, blonde ales, all of the above. Check it out at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading. So first and 10 for Foothill. Three receivers left, a back to his left. Ball on the right hash. Gordon takes a snap, hands it off to his running back, who is going to run into a flurry of white uniforms, gets about 2 yards, and that will end the first quarter. 14-7, Chico has early lead. 12 minutes of football gone by here this evening. You listen to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Start of the second quarter as we switch sides as Foothill moving to our right this evening here in the second quarter. Gordon takes a snap, rolls left, throws left. It is nearly picked off, intended for Brandon Merriman on the coverage, and nearly with the interception was Marvellous Owens. Almost snuck in and stole that one from Jacobson, and second down and 10. Check that. I'm sorry, third down and 8. So now Foothill facing a third down in their own territory, just outside the 20. Gordon scanning the defense, takes the snap, dropping back, three-step drop, throwing to the left side of the field, over the top of his defender, Jacobson, incomplete on the comeback pattern, and it's fourth down, and Foothill will have to punt this one away.
So a quick three-play drive, interrupted by the quarter break, but Foothill will punt this ball away. Anthony Thomas back for the Panthers to receive this ball.
And he is quick. Here is a high punt that kind of knuckles, bounces at the 49, and will roll and continue rolling to the 42-yard line. That's where Chico will take over. As a three and out there for Foothill, back deep in their own territory, as the Panthers now have an opportunity to extend their lead to two scores here in the second quarter.
First punt of the game after a quick Foothill three and out. And Ty Thomas will take over.
Thomas has a five receiver set, three left, one right. They're going to send the other Thomas in motion, hand it off to him on the outside handoff. And right there is Jaden Gordon reading the play and making the stop. Anthony Thomas was in the slot, got the handoff on the outside pitch, and goes backwards for about a half yard, and second and 10 coming up. Second and 11. Quick drop. Thomas looking. Throws over the middle. It's tipped up in the air. Incomplete. Almost a grand opportunity for Foothill to come away with an interception. It was intended for the tight end, Jose Martinez, who got a hand on it, but it poked it up into the air. But none of the safeties had time to get over there to make the interception, and it's third and 11. Well, in the first quarter, we had no punts, and early in the second quarter, we had one.
And with about 11 yards to go on third down, we may see another.
Third and 11. Thomas in motion. Here comes the blitz. Throws over the middle, and it's incomplete. Right through the hands of Del Real. It might have been a screen pass. Fourth and 11. And now the punting unit will come out. Ty Thomas, also the punter, as he warms up that right leg.
It looked like a lineman threw his hands up on the pass and got just a finger enough on that ball to make the wide receiver miss.
Ty Thomas on the punt. And this is a booming punt. It is going to land at the 31 and roll inside the 20 to the 19. So back-to-back punts in the contest. Foothill punted it, and now Chico punts it right back. The Cougars will take over at the 19 when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olzo Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
A 6-yard gain on first down on a run by Chris Jacobson. However, on second down, as Gordon was under pressure, tried to escape and was taken down for a sack backwards for 2 yards. So third and six, got to get to the 29-yard line to convert here. Three receivers left, ball at the right hash for Gordon. Got a back behind him, high snap, takes it. Looking right, now nowhere to go. He escapes the sack, now running down the right side. He's got a first down across the 30. He goes out of bounds at the 33. Man, it's, again, Jaden Gordon does a very nice job of looking down the field and then almost getting sacked and then evading the sack and then picking up the first down. It seems like we've seen him do that numerous times this year.
That's a big break for Foothill at the feet.
No, absolutely.
Of their quarterback. Almost forced him to back-to-back three and outs. And like we've seen all year, Jaden Gordon's ability to keep a play alive.
And we've had Foothill for the game of the week at least, I think, four times. And every time we've been stunned with the ability of Jaden Gordon. Two receivers each direction. They send Merriman in option. He's going to get the handoff to the outside. Tries to cut it upfield across the 35 and is taken down at the 37 for about a 3-yard game. Almost an identical play that we've seen Chico run numerous times in this game. They send the slot receiver in motion and then getting the handoff going to the outside on the opposite side of the field, second and seven.
Well, much like Anthony Thomas for Chico, Brandon Marion has a quick burst of speed, and if he gets that outside corner, he has the ability to turn it and make a big play upfield.
Here's a handoff up the middle to Bryce Henderson, who runs into a wall around the 41 and then is taken all the way back on the tackle to around the 36. So, for progress to the 41, a 3-yard gain, and third and about four coming up.
Under 8.5 to go here in this second quarter. Third and four for Gordon. He'll look to his right, and the pass just barely broken up by a Panthers corner, and the punt unit will come out on fourth and four. Gordon had his receiver there on a quick inside slant route, but a great job by the Panthers defender to get a hand on it and break that play up. And Foothill will punt. Anthony Thomas, back to receive, gathers the punt and is brought down at about the 35-yard line where the Panthers will take over. With a 14-7 lead, they will look to go up two scores. We've had three straight punts in the second quarter, which is drastically different than the burst of offense we saw in the first quarter. First and 10 from the 35. Fake a handoff. The pass out to the left, Willie Baker, who was brought down for a loss in the backfield.
And the pursuit of Foothill right there, ability to get there and not allow Baker to make any moves, very impressive, then getting the 3-yard loss on that play.
This will bring up second and 13. And like we mentioned earlier, the Panthers are going to numerous receivers, multiple players playing back for this Panthers offense, and they are a very deep team, and they trust their players. The snap and the handoff, once again to Willie Baker, who runs all the way to the other side of the field trying to turn the corner and just had nowhere to go, and steps out of bounds for it looks like another loss of about 2 yards.
So third and long here, and we'll see if Chico can convert. The first and second quarters have been drastically different. First quarter we saw no punts, and here in the second we've seen numerous, and possibly another one coming here for Chico if they can't convert here on third and long.
Seven minutes to go in the half, third and long. Ty Thomas takes the snap, and he'll roll out to his left, looking downfield. The throw is deep downfield. He has a receiver, and that ball is caught for a first down. Abe De Real for the long gain.
And I'm not sure what happened there, Joseph. I think someone just lost their man. Del Real had about 10 yards on the defensive back, Chris Jacobson, who then at the last minute tried to rush back and make the play. Luckily, the ball was underthrown, but a big conversion there.
And that ball sailed high for about 35 yards, and that is the only reason Del Real was brought down on the catch. He had to stop, turn around, and gather himself in order to see the ball and catch it because it was underthrown. And so a big play for the Panthers puts them in scoring position and keeps their drive alive. 6.5 left to go in the half. 1st and 10. And this play will be blown dead. I think we'll have a timeout.
Yep.
Chico wanted to drop a play and make sure they get something good. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
On 1st and 10 from the 29, about a 5-yard gain for number 5, Ty Walker, for the Panthers. Chico leads this game 14-7. We saw early bursts of offense in the first quarter, followed by numerous punts in the second quarter. But the Panthers looking to score here. 2nd and 6. Ty Thomas will throw the ball, and it is caught by Abe Del Real, and it looks like he'll be just short of a first down, but there's a flag on the play. That was a quick throw. Ty Thomas received the snap and immediately knew where he was going at his receiver. And the refs will discuss the penalty. It looks like this ball will come back. We'll see what the white hat has to say here. There'll be a pass interference call against Foothill, which will bring Chico half the distance closer to the goal. And this will be 1st and 10 from about the 13-yard line. As Chico looks to go up 2 scores in this game. 1st and 10. 1 receiver each way. Back on his right, and he will hand it off to Del Real, who finds his way into a couple yards before being brought down.
And, Joseph, it seems like whether you're a running back or a wide receiver, it doesn't really matter because you're going to have to play every position, whether it's a wideout or running back, because we've seen multiple times a guy that is in our roster sheet, a wide receiver, has been in the backfield, and we've seen running backs on the outside. I mean, so the versatility of the athleticism from running backs and wide receivers is impressive for Chico.
This will be 2nd and 9 back on his right, and he will once again hand it off, and then brought down hard at the line of scrimmage. A loss of about a yard on the play.
It's third and 10 here, and I would bet quite a bit here that they go to the end zone right here on third down.
I mean, you're having success throwing the ball through the air. Back-to-back plays that resulted in really nothing on the ground.
At least try to go to the end zone. Thomas in the shotgun, so far looking good. Here comes the blitz.
One receiver right, but the tight ends will run to the end zone, and they will throw it, and that ball will be incomplete. Anthony Thomas was the intended receiver at about the one-yard line, but he had to lay out nearly out of bounds to catch that ball. And
yeah, even if he catches that, Joseph, I don't think his feet are going to be in just because he had to lay out. And I think that pass was a little bit underthrown. I think Thomas was trying to break more towards the pylon, but the pass was about a couple yards short, had to scramble back a bit.
And so it looks like the field goal unit will come out.
Owens is the holder. He just counted to make sure that Chico had the right amount of players on the field there. Sometimes you never know. I think it's Atticus Smiggles for the extra point.
The 30-yard field goal try.
Uh-oh.
And the snap is bobbled by the holder. And he'll throw downfield. And this ball will be intercepted.
Okay. Wow.
And he'll be brought down for no gain.
A lot of things to mess there, but my least favorite one is why make the interception? You just cost yourself 15 yards by catching that. That pass is incomplete. It's going backwards. Really more like 5 yards, not 15.
Owens was the holder for the Panthers. He was unable to gather the snap, but gathered the ball off the bounce and tried to make a left-handed throw downfield to save the play.
In fairness, it was a high snap. But Foothill kind of catches a break right there.
Saves 3 points, and Foothill will take over.
Still a one-possession game.
At the 11-yard line. And this will be first and 10.
Sorry, George, I'm not used to that quick math.
Looking at the opposite end of the field on first and 10, Gordon will keep it and roll out to his right.
Uh-oh.
Flag on the play as the ball came loose and Gordon is brought down.
I think we're going to have a face mask. It was right where Gordon fumbled the ball as he tried to ditch one of the tacklers. I think he lost the football because his face mask was taken.
He looked,
could be wrong.
Kind of shocked. It looked like a Panthers player reached in there. Might have got a hold of the face mask.
Let's see here. Oh, check that. A hold. I mean, it was thrown right as that play was developing. So we're going to go further backwards in Foothill territory, and they are truly now in the shadow of their own goalpost.
We will repeat first down. Just under 4 minutes here left in the second quarter. And Gordon will hand this ball off up the middle, and he will be met with a wall of Panthers defenders. Gain of a yard on the play.
Under 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, Joseph, and I said it a little bit earlier, there just truly has not been any movement really offensively for either team in this second quarter. A lot of punts.
Chico strung together a good drive, and Foothill was lucky to walk away without them putting up at least 3 points on the board. Second and 12.
Gordon on a keeper after the fake handoff to Henderson to around the 12-yard line for a 4-yard gain.
So after the penalties, we'll be looking at about third and 8, looking to keep this drive alive.
And we'll keep an eye on that Paradise Pleasant Valley score because playoff implications in these two teams and those two teams as they play each other.
Third and 8, the snap. Gordon feels the pressure, has to roll out to his right, makes a throw downfield, and this ball nearly intercepted.
Oh, man, right in the hands
of number 32, Willie Baker, and I'm sure he wishes he could have that one back.
And I think if he takes that in, he might take it back to the house. So a break there for Jaden Gordon, and a couple of breaks here in the last few minutes for Foothill after the botched snap and the nearly picked off pass.
So
Foothill's going to have to punt here from their own end zone here, really at their heels on their end zone for the punter.
And this is not a great punt. Go about 40 yards and it will bounce. Foothill will down the ball at about the 48-yard.
I'm going to have to go against you there, Joe. I think that was a pretty good punt. That's a 52-yard punt right there.
Favorable roll for
the True, but still, Cougars. It was going to be a pretty good punt anyway. So Chico is going to take over, leading 14-7. Late in the second quarter, both teams have burnt a timeout. I think Chico's actually taken two. Yeah, they have. But we know that this Chico team has the ability to go north and south quickly down the field. We'll see if they do something here.
Saw a couple explosive plays in the first quarter.
Right, but since then it's kind of been quiet.
With 2.5 minutes left, we'll see if they can string together some offense. 1st and 10 for Ty Thomas and the Panthers. And he will look right downfield, and he will complete a pass to Abe Del Real, and he'll have a first down. About a 15-yard reception there, and we'll move the chains. The clock will stop. First and 10. Anthony Thomas in motion. We'll fake the handoff. And Ty Thomas will take it himself for an easy first down. Right up the middle for about 15 yards. And this Panthers offense is making a strong effort to put up some more points before this first half is over.
Okay, I got the halftime score here. Pleasant Valley up 31-0 at the half.
Ty Thomas will throw the ball deep downfield, and that will be caught. Great play call there on first down. It is Del Real with the touchdown, and a great throw there right to the back of the end zone.
Sorry, Joseph, if I interrupted your play there, but Pleasant Valley up 31-0 over Paradise. So that changes everything, because if Chico wins tonight, they will stay in the 2 seed, but Pleasant Valley, or check that. No, they will stay in the 2 seed, but if they don't win, they will drop to the 3 or even the 4. So we'll talk more about that at the half. But there's a lot of movement that can happen in those top 4 spots.
And the PAT is up, and it is good. So Foothill explodes to a 21-7 lead. Scratch that. Chico explodes to a 21-7 lead late in this first half. And we'll go to a commercial break. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show, where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
2 minutes left to go here in this second quarter, as the Panthers will kick the ball off. And Foothill will miss the ball. And gather it in their own end zone.
It'll be a touchback.
So this ball will come out to the 20.
So 3 timeouts here for Foothill. They trail by 2 touchdowns just under 2 minutes to go. This is a situation where if they can get some points, they'd feel a lot better about themselves heading into the half. However, they will return the kick to start the second half.
2 minutes left in this quarter and the way their offenses look, you need to turn things around right here to put some points on the board. First and 10. Gordon will hand it off to the back who is met after about a 3-yard gain. Second down here. Gordon will look downfield to his right. And that pass completed as he is pushed out of bounds. Henderson, the receiver, a couple yards on the play, and we'll have third down. About third and 4 here. Third down at the 26. Clock stopped at a minute 30. Gordon with 3 receivers on his left, and he'll be feel the pressure. Breaks a couple tackles, able to get back to the line of scrimmage before being brought down. But on third down, the Foothill offensive line did not do a good job holding up. And Foothill will call a timeout here, facing 4th and 6, with this play having big implications for the score going into halftime. We'll go to a commercial break. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention. Reduce your risk by exercising more, drinking alcohol less, and eating a healthy diet. If you're over 40, have a regular screening and mammogram.
This message brought to you by Dr. Pomela DeNuca and Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
So on fourth down, Foothill took a punt formation, and Chico, not wanting to leave anything up to chance, put 11 men on the line. But this punt will sail to about the 24-yard line, where Chico will have a chance to take over with a minute 8 left in this second quarter.
This is one of my favorite times of the year, Joseph. Trying to figure out what happened for different teams to go into different playoff spots. It's pretty entertaining. So Pleasant Valley at the half, 31-0 with Paradise. I'm trying to do the math right now as you're doing play-by-play to figure out what can happen and what can go where.
It's going to come down to points allowed.
I think some sections are different, so there's a possibility that it's wins against playoff teams.
As Ty Thomas keeps the ball and will get a first down, barely with a favorable spot. And we'll have another first down for the Panthers. The clock goes under a minute as Ty Thomas looks deep downfield to his right. not that deep. About a 6-yard completion.
He looked deep and then threw short right.
Which will bring 2nd and 4. He checked off a route runner deep that I thought he was going to go with, but 2nd and 4. Anthony Thomas goes in motion, and Ty Thomas will roll out to his right and make a pass upfield, but the receiver was out of bounds. Scratch that. This will be ruled a completion, so it'll be a first down.
Yeah, I'm with you. I did not think that was going to be a completion.
First and 10 from the 46. Anthony Thomas in motion. Ty Thomas looks quickly to his right for a screen pass.
And right now, Joseph, that Chico is running a 2-minute drill perfectly. They're not looking deep, deep down the field. There's still 45 seconds left. They're getting passes to the outside and getting out of bounds quickly, and they're slowly getting down the field. And that's what you're supposed to do in a two-minute drill. You're not going to get it all in one chunk very often. So getting to chip it away and chip it away while continuing to stop the clock. They still have timeouts remaining. They have all three. It's a good chance they could go up even more than two scores you're heading into half.
Second and five here for the Panthers. Ty Thomas feels some pressure. He'll roll out to his right, running down the sideline. Looks like he has a first down as he's pushed out of bounds, and he does.
A couple of Foothill players trying to pursue him on the outside there ran into each other, going out of bounds, and kind of a unfortunate play there. Unable to see each other as they collided pretty hard.
But just the quickness of the 6'5 quarterback to
get that
first down as he's sprinting to the sideline.
Yeah, well, I didn't think he could move like he can move. And that's at 6'5 and 210, he's not an easy tackle at all.
Anthony Thomas in motion. Ty Thomas will roll out to his right.
Make screen pass
to Anthony Thomas, who has room to run, and he'll have a first down, and he'll get about to the 20-yard line before he's brought down.
They're probably going to use a timeout here. Maybe, you know, the chain's got to move, so the clock is stopped.
At 26, waiting for the chains, and the Panthers are quickly in a formation.
They might spike it here. They will.
And they will. 24 seconds left in the clock as we have second and 10 for the Panthers as they look to add to their lead, currently up 21-7. Ty Thomas looking to the sideline for the play call. Second down. Anthony Thomas in motion. Ty Thomas will look downfield. He'll sail this ball. Sail this ball to the right sideline, but it's broken up on a heads-up play from a Foothill defender.
Mason Buck, the defensive back there, he floated that pass just a little bit too much as the receiver who was intended for, he had to kind of stop and wait for the pass to get to him, and that allowed Buck to have time to get over there and knock it down. It's third and 10.
18 seconds left in the half. Five receivers, three right, two left. The snap. Quickly downfield, over the top to Anthony Thomas. And they'll rule that a catch in the end zone for 6 points. But we'll have a flag after the play.
It's going to be unsportsmanlike on Chico, I believe.
Ty Thomas took the snap quick and quickly threw a bullet downfield to Anthony Thomas. Or the touchdown. And it will be unsportsmanlike. But a touchdown regardless.
Foothill has the ball with 1:59 to go, Joseph. They unable to convert. They punt the ball to Chico, who has three timeouts, and yet they don't even have to use any to go down the field and get a touchdown. So Chico clearly rolling in now, and more than anything, Foothill's offense has come to a screeching halt in this second quarter.
And we'll see how this PAT goes after the last kick attempt from the Panthers. It didn't go so well. And the snap is good. The hold. The kick is up. And the kick is good. Chico adds to their lead, 28-7. We have about 13 seconds left in this first half, and we'll go to a commercial break. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Foothill's going to bring this one back here. It's taken in at the 27-yard line. It's Chris Jacobson. Nope, check that. That's Tyler Carey on the return. He gets outside of the 40, gets outside and out of bounds in a hurry with 8.3 seconds remaining. And I imagine Foothill here will probably just either down it with a knee or a quick handoff up the middle to end the first half, but it's been all Chico. We were tied at 7 for most of the first quarter, and then Chico has exploded for 21 unanswered points. And it's kind of quiet at the crowd here in Palo Cedro. It looks like they will, in fact, just kneel it here into the victory formation, essentially, and they will down it, and that's going to end the first half, 28-7. Chico with the lead after a monster second quarter. When we come back, we'll try and figure out all the playoff implications involved today. It's quite a bit of math. We'll come back here on KCNR 1460.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi apply while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. Food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony, complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
We're back out here for halftime in Foothill. Chico currently leads 28-7. We saw a pretty even first quarter where both teams were able to go and score on their first drive. And then Chico then went up 14-7, and we saw a drastic change in the second quarter with both teams unable to score for multiple possessions, and then Chico just exploded with 21 unanswered points to go up 28-7. Connor was talking about playoff implications, as this game has a lot of playoff implications, and he's been trying to figure out what exactly is going on in the Eastern League.
Yeah, I've got the calculator out, and it hasn't helped me much, but basically what I have gathered is because if Paradise loses this game, which at the half they are by quite a bit, and if Chico wins, we'll have three teams in the league at 5-1. Now, what you go to first typically is wins against playoff teams. However, they all are going to have the exact same record against playoff teams because they've only lost to each other. So then we go to points allowed. And right now, Pleasant Valley has a shutout out at the half. They also only have 70 points allowed, which already led in that category. Chico was close at 72. So we're going to have to pay attention to the point total in the second half because right now, Chico has plus 9 points in that category. So after all that, Joseph, I think I figured it out. So that's what we'll keep our eye on in the second half. Hopefully we're right, but we're not guaranteed for sure. So that's the plan. But I think that's what's going to be interesting is to see if any teams are going to be doing any scoreboard watching elsewhere. Because right now we can see Pleasant Valley up 31-0 in the third quarter. And right now Chico is hoping that Paradise can get a couple points on the board here in the second half to give Chico a chance to get the number one seed, which would be incredibly interesting to see how much movement is going to happen in that top four here in playoffs.
And what's interesting to think about is Chico currently in the locker room right now for halftime. You wonder if assistant coaches are scoreboard watching or if they're letting the players know that they could possibly end this game with the first seed.
The thing is, I don't think so because you want your players to focus on the game at hand. And I know coaches will say, oh, we don't scoreboard watch. Come on, you do. You know you do. But I think it's our job as broadcasters to kind of educate our audience and at least kind of pay attention to see if we think any of the score we're watching is happening based on what we're seeing. See if maybe if a team is up by a lot or maybe if Chico just runs the ball and tries to run out the clock and not allow Foothill to score very many points in the second half. I think that's what's going to be the key. So we'll see what changes here and possibly if either team, you know, or I should say if Chico can hold on to the win and only allow 7 points, and if Paradise can score a couple touchdowns, I think Chico has a good shot to be the number one seed.
Paradise would need to score at least twice if it comes down to points allowed. But interesting implications here as we'll await this second half here in Foothill. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460, and we'll go to a commercial break.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies.
Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People, real winners. Grab your friends. Come down and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash. Plus cash in our drop into the new year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Triple tickets on Tuesdays, and the $500 midweek drive. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars, 5 progressive jackpots, more ways to win big. If you don't like to dub, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Who says you can't win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Here at the half, it's 28-7. Chico with the lead. Connor Sutton, Joseph Van Dyke in the final week of the regular season here in high school football. And that's our final week broadcasting football here on the radio. Kind of a sad, bittersweet moment to see the season go, but it has been another fun year doing this. My second year, your first. But playoff implications on the line tonight, and I know I'm a little bit more of a nerd on this category than you are, trying to figure out exactly who is going to be in what position in the Division II Eastern League standing. So we'll keep an eye on that. Let's talk a little bit more about this game. First half, or the first quarter, I should say, a lot of scoring, 21 points combined, no punts. Second quarter, Foothill hits an absolute wall, has inability to score. They get a couple punts from Chico, but then Chico gets back into rhythm and has the ability to go up three scores.
Yeah, I think there was a stretch early in that second quarter when we had back-to-back-to-back punts from both teams, so both teams were unable to get any offense together, and then I guess Chico just figured out before Foothill could, and they just added it onto their lead, and it's not a deficit that they can't overcome.
Right.
21 points in a full half of Foothill football. It's very doable. But we need to see some more of that Foothill offense we saw in the first quarter as opposed to the offense we saw in the second.
Well, we're a couple minutes away from the start of the second half. We will see if Chico can hang on and possibly slide into the number one seed. Both teams off obviously, as we mentioned, already have clinched. We will see if where they're going to finish in the Eastern League standings and who they will play in the first round. We'll take a break. We'll have the second half on when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual turkey trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the diesel horse dash for the little gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Join us at Turtle Bay Exploration Park for incredible inventions now through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank in Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive and order a 4-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, candy cane chocolate cream pie.
Mmm.
Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here to North State High School Football here on KCNR 1460. Connor Sutton, Joseph Van Dyke, as we're about ready to start the second half after Athletic Director Troy Wellington was honored at halftime as he will be retiring at the end of 2020, his last home football game. He was with Foothill when they began back in 1990, so he's been here for quite a while and a true hero of these Foothill Cougars in this high school, helping them build continuously throughout his tenure. So Chico will be kicking it away to Foothill to begin the second half, who are in desperate need of getting some points and getting them quickly, trailing by 3 scores. And we'll keep an eye on the other game in Pleasant Valley and Paradise that also has playoff implications on the line. So Chico will be the ones to kick it away. Foothill will try and get a score here to begin the second half. Michaels will kick it off for a foot or for Chico. He kind of knuckles it, and it rolls to Chris Jacobson, who muffs the handling. Now it comes to Tyler Carey, who has room to run. Gets around to the outside and is taken down at the 20. And some bodies flying to the dirt. And a couple of big blocks there. No penalty flag. That's the one thing we have to be grateful of in that first half, Joseph, is minimal penalties.
Yeah, we had a penalty called late in the first quarter, and I found myself wondering if the White Hat was even mic'd up because we hadn't had a penalty all game.
So Chico will take over, or check that, Foothill will take over.
At the 20-yard line.
Jaden Gordon in the shotgun set with a back behind him, turns, fakes the handoff, throws out the left. It's a screen pass caught by Ostergren, who then has a spin move. It has a first down across the 30 to the 32. And a first down, nicely designed play there. The play action screen pass, first and 10. Wind started to become a little bit of a factor this evening. Was not the case in the first half. Gordon takes the snap, now gives on the handoff to the outside again to Ostergren. This time he just gets back to the line of scrimmage and a late penalty flag thrown. And oh my, this penalty flag was thrown from the sideline and gets all the way to the middle of the field. What's the need for the pelting of the flag from the sideline? We'll see what the foul is here. Illegal helmet-to-helmet contact, and it's against the defense, and it's going to allow Foothill to get all the way to the 42 or the 47-yard line.
And that'll explain the furiosity of the throw there by the official. Really trying to emphasize protecting these players, and the head is a sensitive area. Gordon receives a snap, and he'll scramble around to his left, and he will get a first down. On the scramble, a flag will fly from the backfield.
Yeah, we're going to have a holding penalty, I believe, there. Granted, it's a couple yards upfield. Two penalty flags. One right at center field, one at far side. Still wait on the call. Yep. Holding penalty, and it'll be against the offense, so we'll head 10 yards backwards to the 40. Again, it was 4 yards upfield, or 3 yards upfield, so second, or check that, first and 17. They got to get to the opposite side of the field, to the 43. Gordon has three receivers, a tight end right, a back behind him. Two receivers right, one left. Gives the hand in, who looks for a hole, unable to find much. Gets about 3 yards to the 43. And second and about 13 coming up. Gordon again, taking the snap from the shotgun. Drops back to pass, throws. It's complete to Chris Jacobson, who's about a couple yards shy of the first down marker on the slant route. And it's third and about three coming up.
Jacobson turned back to Gordon to catch that ball, and he turned over his left shoulder to try and advance the run into the defender. If he would have just turned to his right shoulder, he could have definitely gotten a couple yards and probably would have got the first down there for his team.
Third and about three or four. Gordon drops back, throws, it's knocked down at the line, incomplete, fourth down.
Quickly looking to his left in the defense. Defensive lineman was all over that.
Number 35, Jose Martinez was there to knock it down at the line, getting his hands up. Fourth and four.
It looks like Foothill's going to go for it.
Kind of no choice here. Down three scores in a good spot on the field. You don't get it. You still have a chance to play some defense. Throw over the middle. Complete to Brandon Merriman. First down across from the 35 to the 30. And a first down.
A good throw from Gordon there. Able to get the first down and keep this drive alive early in the third quarter, which the Cougars desperately need a score.
And so we'll have a first and 10 from the 30. The defense presses up to the three receivers left, and this ball will be handed off, and the back will be met at the line for no gain. Henderson on the carry.
A flag in the backfield, I believe. Nope, check that. That's the same. I think it's like a leaf or something that I saw.
We had a senior day celebration. It looks like it might be something from a flower or a bouquet. And it's just been on the field. Tripping out Connor. He thinks of penalties.
It looks like a penalty flag. It really does.
And so we'll have second and 10. After the run up the middle for no gain. 9.5 left on the clock in this third quarter. Gordon gets the snap, looks out to his left, looks deep downfield, and this ball was barely overthrown. The route ended up in the left back corner of the end zone, and he had a receiver just slightly overthrew that ball, and it's tough when you're slinging the ball 40 yards to get it right on the money.
Not only that, he had a man right in his face as well.
Definitely and almost, put the pressure on that.
Almost put it on the money just out of the reach of Brandon Merriman, the intended target, in the back of the end zone.
And now we have third down and 10. A big third down for Foothill. Three receivers left, one right. Henderson on Gordon's back hip. The snap and the handoff, the keep. Gordon will keep that ball. Henderson ran ahead as a blocker, but able to get about 6 yards on the play. And we'll have a fourth down. It looks like they're going to continue to go for it on fourth down. Needing a score here. Fourth and 4. Gordon looks to his right, throws the ball, and it's completed once again to Merriman. And he'll be hit late, and that play will be broken up, and it'll be incomplete. So going for it on fourth down. Nearly completed a pass to Merriman for the first, but a turnover on downs.
A big hit over the middle there on a slant pattern. That's something that you kind of risk. On a slant, you're looking for the ball. You're not looking for the defensive back or the safety. And got hit hard right as the ball hit his hands.
So Chico will take over for the first time in this second half at the 24-yard line. Looking to extend their lead, currently up 3 scores, 28-7. The snap to Thomas, and he will hand it off to the back up the middle. And we'll have a second and 10. 8.5, the clock ticking down. Ty Thomas looking at the sideline for the play call. Second and 10. Sends a man in motion, quick throw out to the right. And the receiver will get a couple yards on the play. Camilo Vasquez with the completion, and we'll have a 3rd and 4. A big 3rd down here. Foothill can get a stop. 2 receivers left. Sends a man in motion, and Thomas looks downfield, and this play's broken up.
I think that ball was tipped to the line again. It looked like it was way behind the receiver and had some extra, I guess, spin on it. I don't really know what it was, but it was, I think it was tipped.
Del Real was the intended receiver, well in the territory that a completion would have resulted in a 1st down. But the line able to tip the ball, and the Foothill secondary able to swat it down, leaving nothing up to chance. And Chico will punt this ball back to Foothill with 7.5 left in this 3rd quarter. The kick is up. Merriman back to return it, but this ball is going to roll. And then Chico is going to let the ball roll, and Merriman snuck in and grabbed it and was able to get 10 extra yards on the play. Eventually brought down at the 45-yard line. Heads up, play by Brendan Marion.
I was just going to say the same thing. I was a very heads-up play. Knowing that the ball is about to stop rolling, which means it's down, and kind of the Chico players fell asleep. He had a good chance to get some speed before picking it up, picked it up cleanly, and had 10 more yards.
And Foothill down three scores, will take yards any way they can get. Heads-up play from the junior, Brendan Merriman. First and 10 from the 45. Three receivers left, one right, back on Gordon's hip. And he will hand this ball off. The back has a first down.
Yeah, very nice play there from Bryce Henderson, getting the handoff, had a good blocking in front of him, able to get at least 15, maybe a little bit more. And that's what Foothill needs, trailing by three scores mid-third quarter. Need a touchdown here to keep their chances alive here in this one.
First and 10 from the 40. Three receivers left, one right. Same set. And this play will be blown dead. They were going to run the exact same play. Gordon faked the handoff to Henderson, and he was going to keep it himself. But a false start on the offense. We'll bring this ball back, and we'll look at first and 15 for Foothill. Same set. Three receivers left, one right. Henderson on Gordon's back, and he'll make a screen pass out to Ostergren, who is met hard at about the line. Scratch that. It'll be a loss of 5 yards on the play. And this will bring up second and 20 for this Foothill offense. Looks like they need an explosive play here in these next couple plays to get a first down and keep this drive alive. Gordon will roll out to his right, roll out to his left, doesn't see anything. He's feeling a little bit of pressure. He breaks free, breaks a couple tackles. He's going down the left sideline at about to where the original first and 10 was. Able to get scramble and get about 8 yards on the play. And we'll have a third down. So after second and 20, Foothill now faces third and 13. Needing a first down conversion here. Gordon with the drop back has a lot of time. Fires a bullet downfield and it's completed to Ostergren. He's about 6 yards short of the first down. But after second and 20, you'll take anything you can get closer to that first down. And we'll have a fourth and 6 here. And we'll see what Foothill will do. You're going to go for it. You're down three scores. Gordon receives a snap, rolling out to his left, looking downfield, completes a pass, and he has a first down. But a flag in the backfield. Jacobson, the receiver on the left sideline. Gordon able to find him rolling out to his left, threw a bullet straight ahead for about 15 yards. But we'll wait on this penalty here. The white hat signaling that the penalty's on the defense. Defensive holding.
Yeah, I was thinking they're going to decline it because they made a pretty good gain there.
So the fourth down conversion is good. And it'll be first and 10 from about the 27. Foothill looking to keep this drive alive and put up some points to cut into this Chico lead. Gordon receives a snap. Hands it off to the back, who's met about a yard ahead of the line of scrimmage and taken down. It was Henderson. We'll have a second and 9. Under 5 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Foothill looking to cut into Chico's 28-7 lead. Three receivers right. Gordon will look to his right. Feels a little bit of pressure. Rolls out to his right. And he'll pass it downfield, and it is intercepted by Chico.
Yeah, tipped up in the air and allowed the defensive back to get under it and pick it off.
The cover on the intended receiver, the ball bounced off his shoulder pad area into the air, and Chico was able to recover that one. Costly turnover for Foothill here in this third quarter. But we'll look for their defense to make a stop. The Cougars forced the Panthers to punt earlier in the second half. We'll see if their defense can make a similar stand here. And so Ty Thomas and the Panthers will take over at the 26-yard line. The handoff up the middle for about 8 yards. Ty Walker, the ball carrier. Second and three. It would be big for Chico to put more points up on the board here as we're in the second half of this third quarter. Second and three. Interesting formation here. Put the handoff up the middle for no gain. It looked like Chico sent about three people to the left tight end position on that last play. And snap, Ty Thomas will keep it himself, and he will have a first down, bulldozing through the Foothill Cougars defense for a gain of about 15 on the play. And this will be first down for the Panthers. In the power formation, Ty Thomas just received the snap and knew exactly where he was going. He was going downfield, put his head down, and brought some Foothill defenders with him. So we'll have a first and 10 from the 47. Three minutes to go here in this quarter. Ty Thomas in the shotgun receives the snap, hands it off. And the back has room to run, makes a couple great moves at the middle of the field, and he will take it all the way. Great move there from the back to break free and kind of wiggle his way right through that Foothill defense. The ball carrier is number 5, Ty Walker. And a 53-yard touchdown carry there. Another explosive play for this Chico Panthers offense. And they'll look to add one more with the PAT. Mickles is the kicker. The kick is up. And it is good. Chico able to add to their lead here in this third quarter, currently leading 35-7. You're listening to the North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
A 53-yard run by Ty Walker puts Chico up 35 to 7, extending their lead here in this third quarter. And we'll prepare for them to kick off to Foothill. 2:50 left on the clock here in this third quarter. The kick is up. Tyler Carey back to receive it. And he'll be brought out of bounds after getting about 10 yards on the carry. And Foothill will take over, desperately needing to cut into this Chico lead. There's a whole another quarter to play, but time is running out as the Panthers keep putting points on the board. Foothill will take over at the 43. Three receivers left, one right. Henderson at Gordon's hip. And Gordon will fake the handoff and keep this, running out to the right sideline. Get about 4 yards on the play. And this will be 2nd and 6 for the Cougars. Henderson to Gordon's hip. Gordon will roll out to his left, looking at the three receivers he has running down the right side. And he will throw this ball long to Dustin Niles. Incomplete. Niles was able to break away from the coverage and be way downfield, pretty much by himself. And that ball was nearly caught. And that would have been a huge play for Foothill. A very much needed explosive score. Foothill has yet to score since the first quarter. And this will be 3rd and 6. Gordon quickly throws the ball downfield, incomplete to Chris Jacobson, but there is a flag on the play. Jacobson was in first down territory. But he looked like he got pushed in the back and was unable to make a play. And it will be PI, pass interference on the Panthers, and we'll have a first down Foothill. Same set they've been in all night long. Three receivers left, one right. Gordon fakes the handoff to Henderson and keeps it himself, making a couple moves up the middle. And he is met hard after getting about 3 yards. And we have a flag flying from the backfield. And we have holding on the Cougars. So we'll go back 5 yards and repeat first down. This ball gets moved back 10 yards, and Foothill faces a 1st and 20. 2:15 left to go in this quarter. Gordon looking to his left, feels the pressure, rolls out to his right, nearly at the sideline. Gets forced out of bounds for about a loss of 3. And this will bring up 2nd and long for this Cougars offense. Second and long. Gordon with Henderson at his hip. Receives the snap. Checking off receivers downfield. Feels some pressure. Has to scramble out to his left, and he is brought down hard for a big loss in the backfield. And this Panthers team is on their feet with the sideline roaring. Appreciation for the effort their defense is putting up in spite of a 28-point lead. looking at third and about 30. The Cougars hope to find some explosive offense here. Third down, Gordon looking downfield, throws the ball long over the head of Chris Jacobson. And flags fly from the sideline. So defensive holding will bring Foothill 10 yards closer to the first down marker. Still have a ways to go, but we will repeat third down. Foothill aggressive with their play calling here. Nearly completed a ball to Chris Jacobson downfield on the play before. We'll see where Gordon looks to throw downfield on third and 20. A minute 20 left on the clock. And Gordon will drop the snap, pick it up, and look downfield to his left. And this ball will fly off the hands of the intended receiver, incomplete. Merriman stretched out on the left sideline for that one, able to get a hand on it, but unable to bring the ball in. And we'll have fourth down. The Foothill punter once again counting the men and motioning to the sideline for one more man to run out to complete the formation. And he will punt this one away. And it will bounce in the backfield inside the 10. And it will get to about the 5-yard line where the Panthers will take over with a comfortable lead up 35-7. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460, and we'll go to a commercial break.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Under 30 seconds to go here in this third quarter as Chico ran the ball up the middle for about a gain of 4 on second and 6. Ty Thomas hands the ball off to the back, who is able to get the first down.
So, Joseph, if you keep your eye on it, Chico has yet to give up any points in this second half, and that's important when you look at playoff implications, because we're trying to figure out who is going to have that number one seed. That's one thing that is going to be interesting. Paradise did score 6 points in that third quarter. However, it's 38-6, and it's probably right near the end of that game. Actually, I think that game is over. So 38-6 is the final. So Paradise gets 6 points. So I think that means Pleasant Valley just locked up the number one seed.
And that will bring us to the end of the third quarter here at Foothill High School. We'll go to a commercial break. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m.
for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the vitamin shop.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
We'll switch sides real quick to start the fourth quarter, and the Panthers will hand it off.
Kind of unfortunate, Joseph, to end the season for us here on the game of the week. Chico dominating this one. I think Foothill, there's a good chance they have to play Chico in the playoffs. Maybe not. They're going to have to beat Pleasant Valley first, but I think that preparation starts in this fourth quarter.
The pass from Thomas up the middle for a first down. Big gain there for Jalen Johnson. But, yeah, like you mentioned, Connor, these two teams might meet up again in the next couple weeks. And so this fourth quarter does not mean nothing to these teams. You're always scouting, learning.
Especially yeah, there's never not a time to improve.
And we've seen it before. Teams lose big due to a team and then meet them in the playoffs, and you take what you learned in that game and you make it a good game.
Absolutely.
First and 10 here for the Panthers. Thomas sends a man in motion, and he will hand the ball off back to Walker down the left sideline, who breaks free of a couple tackles and makes a big run down the left sideline. Inside the 15. We saw Walker score on a very similar play earlier. Foothill able to bring him down. This time. And we'll have a first and 10 from about the 15. Chico currently leads 35-7. The score was tied 7-7 in that first quarter. And Chico was able to put 28 unanswered points up on the board. We'll see if they can add to it here. First and 10. Thomas the handoff to Jonesman up the middle. Struggling for a lot of yards, but eventually brought down.
This rushing offense for Chico, Joseph, has continued to rely on multiple backs in this contest. And it's given them the ability to bring guys out of the slot in motion and kept their running backs really fresh. And I think you can see that with continuing to push at the end of runs.
I think you hit it on the head right there. When you're handing a ball off to a different person every play, it allows certain people to rest, and you don't get the fatigue like we've seen some teams throughout this season where they constantly run to the same back, pounding play after play after play. This will be 2-4. Second and 4. Thomas will hand it off to Jonesman up the middle, who was brought down.
I think for Foothill, we haven't seen Jaden Gordon be a dual-threat quarterback tonight, Joseph. We've seen him a couple of times rush, but we've primarily seen him in the pocket trying to throw. And I think when they're at their best is when he has to do both. And I think tonight they haven't given him opportunities where he has to rush the football. And so that could be something that they look at in when they begin the playoffs as to where they can add that into their game.
And credit the Chico defense as this play is blown dead. But, yeah, Chico's defense has done a great job containing Gordon. He's gotten a couple first downs on his legs, but ultimately unable to make the explosive plays we've seen him make all season. And we have a timeout, and we'll go to commercial break. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back out here at Foothill High School, where the Chico Panthers are knocking on the door of extending their already big lead here in this fourth quarter. A third down, first down conversion by Anthony Thomas sets up a first and goal for the Panthers.
Reminder, Joseph, tonight's game is brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack, one of my favorite pizza spots in Redding. One of the reasons why is because of that 18 craft beer wall. Find the beer that fits your taste. They guarantee you'll find one. So I guarantee you'll find one because I went in there, got the taste test them all. It took me a little while because there were so many. It was a good time, though.
And
didn't drive home.
Chico will score easily on first and goal here. There is the flag on the play, but the quick handoff to Jonesman. Up the middle, untouched. We'll see if this gets called back.
See, are we waiting to see what the penalty flag is here? He's kind of explaining it to the coaching staff of Chico here first. Ooh, late hit.
So a late hit on the defense, meaning the touchdown will be good. And we'll set up a PAT for the Panthers as they continue to put points on the board, extending their big lead here in this fourth quarter.
So I think here, we have to put the points on the board.
But the kick is good, and that will result in a 42-7 lead for the Panthers here. 8 minutes left in this fourth quarter, and we'll go to a commercial break. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The Panthers kick is up, and it sails out the back of the end zone. Foothill will take over at the 20-yard line. 7:20 left in this game. Chico up 42-7. And this game has been all Chico. The Panthers have done a great job offensively. and defensively, limiting this explosive Cougars offense we've seen throughout this season to only 7 points.
You know what it gives us a chance to do, though, Joseph? It gives us a chance to talk about our sponsor for tonight's game, Aries Pizza Shack. I know I mentioned the 18 craft beer wall, but they also have a Dine and Donate program. It's easy and fun to raise money through Mary's Dine and Donate program, which gives you a chance to host an event at one of our locations to raise money for a cause that's important to you. You can contact the Anderson location for more details from Mary's Pizza Shack. Truly an outstanding experience when you go there. You think it's just a dine. It's not a go grab your pizza and head out. You want to dine in. You want to grab your beer. You get to self-serve your own beer. I mean, man, it doesn't get much better than that. Limit the foam.
On first and 10, Gordon will keep it and make his way to the right sideline and be forced out of bounds. He'll bring up second and 6, able to get a gain of about 4 on the play. And Gordon will throw out to the left, and this play's broken up, and we'll have a flag.
Okay, that flag flew way late. I'm not a fan of the flag there. I'm going to be honest.
The intended receiver, Ostergren, was hit hard.
Was it helmet to helmet?
It looked like an early hit. And we'll have a defensive personal foul.
That's not a defenseless player. If anything, it's a helmet-to-helmet. It's not defenseless, though, because he was trying to catch the football. I mean, and he was already looking down. It's not defenseless.
Regardless, it will be a big gain for Foothill. At a time they're desperate for some offense, the penalty will march them downfield to the 37, where they will take over and have a first and 10. Gordon will fake the handoff and take it himself. And he will be brought down in the backfield for a loss of about 2.
You know, I said it earlier, Joseph, why hasn't Jaden Gordon's rushing game been more a factor? And I think it's possibly because that's what Chico's been wanting to shut down tonight, making sure he's not able to get out of the pocket and make move plays on the move, make him stay in the pocket, make throws. And I think that's when he's one-dimensional, he's not nearly as good as when he can do both things.
And we've seen Foothill take multiple shots downfield. They've really been unable to complete a downfield throw tonight.
Right.
They've had a couple big shots, wide open receivers. They've had overthrown balls, underthrown balls. They've had balls batted by the line. It's just been a rough night for this. And as I say that, Gordon completes a 30-yard pass downfield on second and 10. So Gordon listening to us a little bit up here and trying to show us that he isn't one-dimensional as...
Don't get upset. I jinx myself all the time. People say it's a broadcaster's jinx. In my opinion, not an actual thing. You have to talk about the game.
So the completion for Gordon there will march the Foothill offense to the 36-yard line, where they will once again have a first down. But for most of the night, like we said, we've had a couple overthrown balls in the end zone, which could have easily been resulted in multiple scores for Foothill and made this game drastically different.
All right, a couple more scores around the area. Lassen up on Shasta, 54-21. Wow. Lassen's good this year, but Red Bluff is up 14-7. That was at the half.
A quick run up the middle by Foothill will result in no gain, and we'll have second down. Second and 10 from the 37. Gordon will hand this ball off to Henderson, who is met at the line and brought down. About a gain of 1, as he was able to fall forward on the play. We'll have third down here. Foothill looking to put some more points up on this board. Gordon will take this ball himself when he's brought down by the ankles.
And he got hit harder as he got to the ground. And that's – he gets up quickly, but kind of a scary moment as we're nearing 2 minutes here.
We see that quick explosive burst from Gordon that can result in such explosive plays, but the Panthers' defense was all over that one. Fourth down. Gordon in the shotgun. Two receivers each way. Henderson on his back. Gordon looks downfield. Has a wide open Brendan Merriman, who is able to get the first down.
Oh, there was a bad hold on the right tackle there. Not called. I mean, it was so obvious. And as I say that right now, Bobby McCoy, the defensive end, is over trying to plead his case because that was a clear holding penalty. However, in this spot of the game, referee's kind of probably thinking, well, there's no real need to call it.
So a great hold by the guard there to free up the receiver and get a first down for Foothill. The snap handed off to Henderson, who makes his way up the middle for about a yard. Second and nine. Just under a minute here. As Foothill is just trying to get some offensive momentum to carry into the weeks to come. Whoever they may face when whoever is supposed to figure out all these playoff seedings figures it out.
Yeah, it's not me, but I mean, I think I got it, Joseph. I truly do. I think, I mean, I don't want to say that I think I got it and then get it wrong, but I think Pleasant Valley will be the number one seed. Then I think it's going to go Paradise because they beat Chico head-to-head, and then Chico will be 3 and Foothill 4. That's my bet. I'll find out. I'll talk about it tomorrow on my show if I'm wrong. I will make fun of myself and give myself a hard time, so just so you're aware. I won't just let this one go away.
A little plug there for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, airing at 8 a.m. every Saturday.
That's right.
As the clock winds down, and this game will be over.
Well, Joseph, it's been a fun year, man. Got to do some play-by-play for the first time. It's been an honor. And it's kind of wish we were doing the playoffs, but it's a bummer. But I'm sure it's going to be an entertaining section playoffs this year. Both these teams obviously will be involved. Is Chico able to take down Foothill on the road tonight? But, you know, as I said, it's been a fun year. A lot of good football this year. We've seen not as many close games as we've wanted, but we saw enough, I think, to keep our keep our feet wet and trying to guess what's going to be the best game of the week. I think we were about 25 to 30%, which isn't great, but I think right now in the area, we weren't expecting Shasta to struggle this year. We weren't expecting Enterprise to struggle as much as they did this year, but Foothill had a great year. They're going to continue that here, hopefully, in the section playoffs, maybe pulling off an upset. We will see. But our final score,
42-7.
Thank you. The scoreboard shut off, so I wasn't able to check it. Is it on the right sideline? Our producer back in the studio, Jared King, for my partner, Joseph Van Dyke, all year long. I'm Connor Sutton, saying so long for the high school football season here in 2018, at least for us. Playoffs coming up next week. We will not be broadcasting. We thank you for listening to us all year long. This has been North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
And why shouldn't it? Good morning and welcome. There are caravans coming to the United States. How many? The news media doesn't care. It's not an invasion. They're just people who want to lead a better life. They just want a better life. Why can't you just open the doors and just let them in? I think that's a Wings song or something, isn't it? So Wings is it's a historical mistake. I think we should go back and airbrush Wings out of our history. All kinds of great stuff going on today, but I digress. All kinds of great stuff. The president and the news media. The news media is right about one thing. You know what this whole midterm election is about? You know what it's about? It's about hate. That's what it's about. I saw it on CNN today. It's about hate. Now, they're right about that. It is about hate. It's not about the hate that they claim that it's about, but it is about hate. It is, to a very large extent, about the hatred of the news media for President Trump and any Republican that would deny Hillary Clinton the White House. I think if some other candidate, if Marco Rubio had been the candidate and he had won over Hillary Clinton, when all the pollsters and the news media told us that she had it safely in the bag so the news media people could sleep comfortably at night, and then Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz or just about anybody had beat Hillary Clinton, they'd be hating that Republican just as much. They would have ginned up things like the Russian collusion. It might not have been Russian collusion, but it'd be something like it to create the air of scandal. Because the news media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, have that power. They have this symbiotic relationship between the Democrat Party, Democrat politicos, and the corrupt news media. And if some other Republican had won, they would have ginned up something. And if some other Republican had won and chosen someone for the Supreme Court, they would have ginned up something else, like the Brett Kavanaugh accusations, which, by the way, have just kind of fallen by the boards. And some Molly Hemingway wrote a piece about it yesterday, kind of fun stuff, in the Federalist, about how the news media and the Democrats and the news media have just dropped all of the allegations. What about Julie Swetnick? Poor Julie Swetnick with her creepy porn lawyer, pimp lawyer, Michael Avenatti, who I think ought to be the Democrat nominee for the presidency of the United States in 2020. And so does some senior Hillary Clinton people, by the way, because they know real quality when they see it. And in the context of today's Democrat Party, the creepy porn lawyer, the pimp lawyer, he's about as quality as they get there. They got that or Joe Biden. They could go back to the well. They could go back to Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Did you see Bernie Sanders day before yesterday? You see him in this arena that seats like 12,000 people, and there were roughly 26 people in the arena. I'm not even kidding. You could fit everybody on one city bus that showed up for this Bernie Sanders event in this giant arena. And the news media, they just shot it with a real tight shot to make it look like there was a big crowd. All you could see was heads in the frame of the camera. And they never did a panning shot around the arena to show that there was nobody there, because that's not what they do. Now, they love to attack President Trump for his crowd size stuff and all of that good stuff. But never mind all that, because you got two parties, you have two standards. No waiting. It's a good arrangement. The Democrats have worked it out with the news media, because they sleep with one another. They intermarry, they interbreed, their kids date. It's a very incestuous situation. Take my word for this. The news media they've generated some new words. Well, they're not really new words. They're the same words. But the talking points of the day are hate, racist, anti-immigrant, fear, cultural fear, and a couple of others. But this is, if you go to the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, they're all using exactly the same words and phrases today. And it's because President Trump on the campaign trail is talking about the caravans, plural, headed toward the United States, and the violence. There was violence at the Guatemala-Mexico border the other day. Throngs of humanity, not 9-year-old girls throwing pebbles, as Mo Yarbrough said this morning, but actual grown men of military age behaving in a violent and concerted fashion in groups to tear down fences, to assault the Mexican border crossing with Guatemala. And the news media has just whitewashed that out of existence. When the president mentions it, they attack the president and call him a racist, but they never show the video of the throngs of humanity attacking the Mexican border crossing. They have decided quite deliberately, what's his name, Don Lemon, the Black Klansman, the racist from CNN. He played the video, and nobody at CNN apparently knew where it was from, because all they watch is CNN, so they don't know what's going on in the world. They have no flipping clue that all these things are going on, because they just watch their own, and then they watch MSNBC, and they intermarry, and they breed, and they create people like Rachel Maddow for the next generation. And I'm marveling at at least the consistency of the talking points and the willing adherence of the phony, baloney, corrupt news media and all that they represent when it comes to using the words that have been issued by the party. This is about fear. It's about hate. And then here's the thing. If you're a white suburban woman, the news media is targeting you. They have the crosshairs are on you. You're in the sights of their scope, of their political rifle. They've got a bead on you, and their plan is to make you vote Democrat come next Tuesday. What do we have now? That's about 4 days away. 4 days after today. And the news media, the Democrat Party, has told them that they need to focus on white, that's race, suburban, that's geographic, women, that's gender, to move, because this is how they view you. You're just a commodity in the big game of the big casino of American politics. You're just chips on the table, and they'll move you around and manipulate you and use you. And when they see that you, in the polls, when they see that white suburban women are a soft area for them, then they just flip a switch and the news media goes to work on white suburban women. Watch the news media targeting white suburban women because they're racist, they're sexist, and they're geographicists. They do that too. They're really something, these people. So it's coming. The president gave a great speech last night, a big rally in Missouri, in the great state of Missouri, and he said some things that really got the media riled up, because he said there are these caravans coming and we don't know who's in them. And they said, oh, sure, but last time you said that it was full of Middle Easterners. Of course, he didn't say it was full of Middle Easterners. He said that Middle Easterners are in there. Why don't you go down and look, which they didn't do. And Univision, however, found Bangladeshis in the caravan. But the news media has airbrushed that out of it, too. Fox News found the guy wanted for attempt of murder. It's the old number three. And what was his name again? He was Juan. Juan was the attempt of murder guy. He had to flee the United States because of the attempt of murder. But it's number three, and he's coming back, and he wants a pardon. That's all. He just wants a pardon, and he wants to live here, and he wants to date your daughter and to live in your house. And he wants your stuff, and he wants you to send him money. So he can send money back to wherever. So we got that going for us. And the news media is very, very upset about all this. They really are. And they've all got the same words to use. It's just spectacular. I was doing a bit of reading and writing and researching yesterday, which I do all the time, right? And I found some pretty funny stuff out of CNN and elsewhere. But the big boss at CNN, he's a funny guy, Jeff Zucker, like Hooker, not Zucker, like beep, but he's the president of CNN, and he had a funny one that if they stop talking about Trump, he says, Zucker at CNN, if they stop talking about Trump, the audience goes away. This is what the CNN president said. If you stop talking about Trump, the audience goes away. So CNN keeps talking about Trump. I was talking about this yesterday. I turned it on this morning. And again, because it's my job, I wouldn't do it if I were you. And once again, it was a rerun. They had the same thing that they had the day before and the day before and the day before. And I find that remarkable. And there's no other news in the world either at CNN or at MSNBC. Nothing else to talk about because they're on the big final push for the Democrat Party's big win of the House of Representatives on Tuesday. And boy, with resources like Colbert and Saturday Night Live and Bill Maher and Primetime TV and George Stephanopoulos, the Clinton administration official on 20 hours a week or something on ABC, and the corrupt people at CNN and MSNBC, it is real. I don't know why Democrats have to campaign at all, honestly. Why would they have to raise any money? They've got these in-kind contributions every hour, all hour long, 24 hours a day on CNN and MSNBC. And we all know Jim Acosta. We love Jim Acosta, right? He's a reporter. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. At CNN, he's the chief White House correspondent. Chief, they call him, just like in Get Smart. And he's Jim Acosta. Well, I looked. It turns out we had a politics and a pint last night. We had a big politics and a pint where our wonderful listeners come and we gather and have fun and talk and tell jokes and have a couple of cocktails, but not too much to drive home. And we had, because we're responsible people. And it was at the Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia, a beautiful facility, and many, many wonderful listeners showed up for the event last night. And one of the listeners, talking to my my best girl, explained that I think it was she, went to high school with none other than Jim Acosta. Jim Acosta grew up around here, as it turns out. And I said, really, Jim Acosta grew up? And it's true, he grew up in the Washington area, and he went to high school in Annandale, Virginia, which all of us around here know. And he then claims that he started his career in media at WMAL, and nobody here remembers him ever being here. It's right here. It's on his Wikipedia page. It says that Jim Acosta's he began his professional career in radio, and his first job was with WMAL in Washington, D.C. He doesn't say what year or when that was, and nobody here, there are people here have been here a long time, nobody remembers Jim Acosta ever working. But the nice person at the Politics and a Pint who went to high school said, you know, his name isn't really Jim. His name is actually Abilio. Abilio? I said, Abilio? His name is, ¿cómo se llama usted? Me llamo Abilio, Abilio Acosta. But he goes by Jim. His middle name is James. His middle name is Jim. He goes by the middle, though, because he's rejecting his heritage. He's rejecting his ethnicity. I guess he's ashamed of his ethnicity. So instead of going by Abilio, which is a perfectly groovy name, he's going to go by Jim. Oh, just call me Jim, because I'm Americanizing, don't you know? I'm doing all that stuff. His father must be very ashamed of him. His father came here. This is Wikipedia page here. Jim Abilio Acosta, CNN, the White House. Buenos días. Hasta la vista. Hasta luego. Gracias. Dos cervezas, por favor. Dos margaritas. So Abilio, he abandoned his ethnic heritage and went with the Jim thing, I guess because he's a racist, like a self-loathing racist, and he's ashamed of his heritage. But his father came here as a refugee from Cuba. It says in his page, 3 weeks prior to the Cuban Missile Crisis. I think that would be in, I guess, September of 1962, if I remember my Cuban Missile Crisis history correctly. And his father fled the commies in Cuba when he was 11 years old. He came as a kid, so I assume his parents brought him. And then his son grows up to be Jim Acosta, and he abandons the Abilio. His father named him Abilio, and he abandoned the Abilio thing because he's not proud of his ethnicity and his heritage. He's ashamed, and he's tried to whitify himself, to Caucasianize himself, and I think that's disgraceful. I think that it's terrible. It's like a slave name or something that he's opted for himself, chosen for himself. Terrible. And while you must keep in mind, that's a little how do you do to Jim Acosta in the morning. Excuse me, Abilio Acosta. And while the news media is insistent that President Trump is lying when he says that Democrats are behind the caravan headed toward us from south of the border, various countries, everybody's lost track. Something happened late last night that ought to change that, but they'll keep lying about it. That's coming up.
What is Willie Horton in Spanish?
There's only one. Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, racial approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I'm going to tell you something personal. I take Metamucil, and it's so amazing it makes me want to tell strangers on the radio. Metamucil is made from psyllium fiber, a naturally sourced plant-based fiber that traps and removes the waste that weighs you down. I take it every day, and it helps me feel lighter and ready to take on the world. So if you feel sluggish, it might just be your digestive system not working like it could. So try it for yourself, and then tell everyone you know. Or not. Metamucil. Feel what lighter feels like.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football, gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how Geico could save him a lot of money on car insurance, so he switched and saved. So, this here story has a happy ending after all.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't fight the IRS on your own. Call U.S. Tax Shield and learn if you qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Initiative. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free tax debt analysis at 800-405-1225 now. 800-405-1225. 800-405-1225.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program has proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558.
800-207-8558.
That's 800-207-8558.
There's a sun rising up angry in the sky.
It's Max Frost and the Troopers. Doing nothing can change the shape of things to come. 1968. Big hit, big hit. It came with the movie. It came with a movie called Wild in the Streets. Wild in the Streets is a hoot. I have it on DVD. I'm probably the only one that has it on DVD, but kind of a cult classic of sorts. They created a fictional band, and they created a rock star out of thin air. A guy named Christopher Jones was Max Frost in the movie. And he's a big rock star, and he does this great song, and he looks like Paul Revere in the Raiders. And he's got, he dressed like Shirley Jones in the Partridge Family with the velvet tunic and with a choker collar and all that stuff. And they sang this song, which is a good song. And in the movie, the theme of the movie is that the voting age is lowered to 18 in the United States of America. And what happens, 1968, what happens immediately is that all the 18-year-olds come out and they vote for this rock star who's a singer in a band, Max Frost of Max Frost and the Troopers, played by Christopher Jones, who was the big hit of the year in Hollywood. He was going to be the new James Dean because, James Dean was, crashed in that car and everything. And this movie is a riot. It's hilarious. It's kind of a cult classic. His mother in the movie is Shelley Winters. And now in the Hal Holbrook is in there. He's a senator and stuff. Everybody over 30 is sent to internment camps where they are fed a steady diet of liquid LSD. And you got Shirley Jones climbing a chain link fence, tripping her brains out and stuff. It's a lot of fun. Well, guess what? Washington, D.C. is this close to lowering the voting age to 16. To 16. This is their plan because they haven't seen this movie.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner and Hilltop Drive and order a 4-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, candy cane chocolate cream pie.
Black Bear Diner.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry.
industry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hey, we're back. Yeah, D.C., they want to lower the age, the voting age to 16. Now, in some crazy lefty jurisdictions like Tacoma Park in Maryland, the first nuclear-free zone in America, man. The Soviet Union did not agree to make it a nuclear-free zone at the time, by the way. But in Tacoma Park, they already lowered the voting age to 16. Several years ago, for local elections only. But in D.C., they just want to sort of burn the Capitol to the ground because they're lefties in the mayor's office and the city council. They're all a bunch of nuts. A bill, the Associated Press reports, that would lower the voting age to 16 in Washington, D.C., is set to be voted on by the D.C. City Council. The bill passed 3-0 through the city council's Judiciary and Public Safety Committee. It's a public safety issue. On Thursday, that's yesterday, and is expected to appear before the full council of final vote this month. The city will become the first municipality in the nation to allow minors to vote in all elections if the bill becomes law. I don't think that would be legal, but they don't care because they're lefties and they just want to see the world burn. Three Maryland jurisdictions have lowered their voting age to 16, but only for local elections. One of those is Tacoma Park. My friends Marty and Amy, they were in Tacoma Park for years. It's crazy there. Council member Charles Allen introduced the bill in April. He says it will, quote, enfranchise the district's young people and bring their voices into the political process. Well, then why not lower it to 12? Why not 10? Why not 8? Why are 8-year-olds being disenfranchised from voting in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital? This is truly an outrage. This is what they call an idea on the left. This is everything they do is corrupt and self-serving. Everything they do is corrupt and self-serving. This is now, first of all, You know, there's a federal voting age, and it's 18. It was lowered from 21 when around 1968-ish, right in that neighborhood. I'd have to look up which year it was exactly. But this is what lefties do. This is their big idea. These are ideas, according to them. And obviously, they think it's like giving felons the vote. They think it will benefit the Democrats, obviously. There's no other possible explanation for this harebrained scheme that they have, which would be disallowed, let's say, by legitimate federal courts. And I love this CNN story with the Jeff Zucker-like hooker. CNN President Jeff Zucker said his network's audience would dwindle if its news programming shifted away from covering President Trump. This is The Hill reporting. John Bowden writing for The Hill newspaper in Washington, D.C. In an interview published in the latest issue of Vanity Fair, it's all a great big circle fest, isn't it? Zucker, like Hooker, said the reason why CNN spends so much of the day reporting on Trump's day-to-day activities and his rhetoric is viewer demand. People say all the time, "Oh, I don't want to talk about Trump. I've had too much Trump," Zucker told Vanity Fair. "And yet, at the end of the day," he said, "all they want to do is talk about Trump." We've seen that any time you break away from the Trump story and cover other events in this era, the audience goes away. The audience goes away? Well, what audience? And like, that's something they really can't afford. Because, again, I mentioned this yesterday. CNN goes on the television. They've got roughly, 1 million people, let's say, in the morning show. 1.2 million people. President Trump's Twitter feed has 54 million people. Isn't that right? 54 million? I think that's right. So President Trump's Twitter feed, which is a little more focused and doesn't saturate you all day long and isn't redundant and repetitive and unnecessarily duplicative like CNN is, President Trump's tweets are much more interesting, more entertaining, they're more informative, and they bring up more interesting topics than CNN ever does. You know, President Trump tweeted about the violence at the Guatemala-Mexico border, and that caused Don Lemon to have a little crazy attack of some kind. He watched the video, and because CNN doesn't actually air the news or report the news, Don Lemon, who's a fanker, he's a fake anchor, he's a fanker, and he's also a Black Klansman. He's a horrible racist, terrible Black Klansman racist guy, Don Lemon. And when President Trump tweeted about, and he tweeted out this video showing the cop killer, the news media is really ganged up on this one. Have you caught this? The president, I was talking about it yesterday morning, because night before last, President Trump retweeted a video. The video shows the double cop killer in Sacramento, California, that was laughing, bragging about killing the cops, saying he can't wait to kill more cops while he was in court. And the Democrats love this guy. They gave him a sanctuary city to live in and a sanctuary state to live in. Even though he had been deported twice and sneaked back into the country, the Democrats gave him safe haven in California and safer haven nestled in the sanctuary city of Sacramento inside the sanctuary state of California. And the Democrats, they love this. They love sanctuary for gang members and criminals, and they don't like vetting people that come into the country and all this stuff. But the president tweeted out this video showing this cop killer laughing and then showing video of the violent mob of people from Central America trying to crash through and, in fact, crashing through the border with Mexico down at the border with Guatemala and Mexico. And Don Lemon was on TV the other night before last. And they showed the video, and he was completely oblivious to this, like, you know, a North Korean discovering R-rated movies or something. He's like, "What is this? I've never seen such a thing." So Don, the Black Klansman Lemon, he didn't get it, but they showed the video, and he was just confused by it.
Crowds tearing down fences. We don't know where. You don't even know if it's in the United States.
And he doesn't know because he gets his news from his network, and they don't cover the news.
And it is racist.
And it is racist. That's exactly right, because in a world where everything is racist, this is a thing. Therefore, it is racist.
And it is racist.
Because that's how it goes. You know what's not racist? The lowest unemployment rate for African Americans in the history of the United States of America. And also, here's another fun fact to know and tell. New jobs number is out this morning. Added another 250,000 jobs, 250,000 jobs. The official number is out just minutes ago. Manufacturing jobs, adding 32,000 jobs. Those aren't burger-flipping jobs, part-time jobs like Barack Obama. And maybe somebody could explain to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez how this whole jobs thing works. Hispanic unemployment at all-time low. Democrats see the caravans and say, see, we need more Hispanics. Because Hispanic unemployment is at an all-time low. The wage gains are the strongest in a decade. And we have a record number of Americans now employed. More than 156,560,000 Americans have jobs, and that is a record in the history of the country. Now, why would that be? That's the news media is not going to talk about this. CNN will not bring this up. I have great audio today from these corrupt hacks, like this little dweeb Berman at CNN. I've got great audio from them today with their stuff. Boy, the stuff that they peddle. It's truly amazing. And again, keeping in mind that the words of the day, the party-issued words of the day, and they are the party-issued words of the day, hate, racist, anti-immigrant, fear, cultural fear. This is he's just peddling fear. Not like Hillary Clinton with the racist, Islamophobic, misogynist, xenophobic, deplorable, irredeemable. That's not hate. That's not fear of your next-door neighbor. That's just good, wholesome, old-fashioned American rough-and-tumble politics. When Democrats do it, it's like James Hodgkinson shooting up the baseball field. That had nothing to do with Bernie Sanders or the Democrats or Rachel Maddow and MSNBC. He wasn't inspired by anyone. He wasn't motivated by anyone. It wasn't the rhetoric of the left that triggered him. No. That had nothing to do with the Democratic Party. Notwithstanding the fact that he was actual Bernie Sanders' volunteer who met with Bernie Sanders' staffers in Bernie Sanders' office on Bernie Sanders' Capitol Hill. Never mind all of that. The news media will just, it's not that they airbrush it out. Well, they do. But Don Lemon is unaware of all of that. He doesn't know who James Hodgkinson is. You could stump the chump if you were on, this is what we used to call it on the air at CNN, if you're a reporter, doing live shots from the Pentagon or something, and some dim-witted anchor person in Atlanta has a question that is just so loopy that that you laugh at the question, and they call it stump the chump when an idiot anchor asks a reporter a question that is so unanswerable and so stupid that it's a stump the chump. But you can play stump the chump with anchors today, and you can stump them on almost everything. Who's James Hodgkinson? Oh, that James Hodgkinson. Oh, that had nothing to do with the Democrat Party. Nothing whatsoever. Sure, he was a volunteer. Now, this guy, the killer in the murderer in Pittsburgh, I don't think he was like a Trump volunteer or a staffer or a campaign guy. I don't think he met at the White House with Trump. None of that. Yet they are one and the same, Trump and this killer in Pittsburgh. They are inseparable. They're connected at the hip. But James Hodgkinson, who actually hanging out with Bernie, pictures of Bernie's Facebook is all Bernie. All that, nothing to do. Nothing to do with Bernie. It's good to be a Democrat. It sure enough is. Sure enough is. So there's a lot to get to with the audio and all that good stuff. Because once again, they dazzled. They dazzled at CNN and at MSNBC. And the election, the midterm elections, 4 days away. This is about hate. Make no mistake about it. It's about hate of Trump. It's about hate of Trump voters. It's about hating your next-door neighbor, which is what the Democrats peddle. And then they accuse you of hating El Salvadorans and Hondurans who are attempting to violate our laws and break into the country and these organized things. And by the way, on the organized front, this is the news media is telling us that there is no Democrat Party involvement. The President of the United States has said, and he said something last night, Where is it? You have the thing from the president last night. Yeah, a little short one, where he, at the rally in Missouri last night, he had made mention of this thing, and the, you know, somebody's behind it. The president keeps saying somebody's behind organizing this whole thing. I've talked about it. I've talked because I looked into it. I'm a one-man news organization, unlike CNN, which is 5,000 people not seeking the truth. But the president last night, and so I've been looking, I've been talking to you, I mentioned the last couple of days, some of the organizations. You have the Pueblos Sin Fronteras, right? First and foremost, which is kind of the front group that is organizing all this stuff. But just behind the curtain, there are a number of other umbrella groups that are made up of multiple hardcore left-wing organizations, Cara Pro Bono, Dilly Pro Bono, and these are organized, funded, left-wing groups intent on breaking down our borders and accelerating the flow of populations across the planet. This is part of the Soros Open Society thing. It is. Now, the news media, they don't look into anything. The president has to do all the research for them, or I do, and then they just don't report it anyway. But the president in Missouri last night had this little, almost a throwaway line that really got the panties of the girls at CNN and MSNBC into a wedge.
Somebody was involved that's not on our side of the ledger.
Somebody was involved that's not on our side of the ledger, the president says. The news media spitting and scoffing at that this morning. And here's something they never mentioned on CNN. I watched them this morning, and I didn't see it. Maybe they got to it after I stopped watching them. Caravan asylum seekers file lawsuit against President Trump. Really? But I thought they were simple peasant people with no cell phones. And they're in a caravan in some beep-hole town in southern Mexico and walking toward the United States. Now they're all in trucks and buses and trains and all this stuff. But never mind that. The news media is not talking about that either. There are at least three caravans that we know of, and there may be more in the offing. They move north, and then they break up like dirt and tide and make their way, not through one entry point, but multiple entry points in the United States. The president's trying to stop them. For their part, the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, just say you're a racist because they can't actually discuss it. But hang on a second. The caravan asylum seekers file lawsuit against President Trump in Washington, D.C. The suit is against the Department of Homeland Security and white supremacist militias who threaten carnage on the U.S.-Mexico border. I hadn't heard about any of that, but ABC News Now is reporting this. And here's the thing. This group that is filing the lawsuit, and you really have to dig down into the reporting on this to find out who it is that's behind it, but there is this hardcore left-wing legal aid group that called Nexus Services, and it's called, they've got a longer form that's basically in Spanish. It is a Virginia-based left-wing legal foundation that fights for opening up our borders and the free flow of people into our country. What is the Corey Stewart ad says there are 80 million people living south of the border that live on less than $2 a day. I haven't checked that out myself, but I'm sure they did. And that's a pretty startling number. Now, if you open the floodgates, then the floodgates are open. But the organization, this Nexus group, is a funded group. Now, who's funding it? I can assure you CNN's not looking into that. They're based in Virginia. Why is a Virginia-based group filing suit in Washington, D.C. on behalf of the caravan people? And, of course, it's wonderful because they say they're such clowns. It's so predictable. They filed suit on behalf of 6 adult Hondurans and 6 children, which I think may be every child in the caravan. 6 children and 6 adults. They're holding a press conference in Los Angeles, even though they're based in Virginia, and it's a hardcore lefty group. I went to their website this morning and I watched their videos. Big-time lefty group. And they filed suit in Washington, D.C., against the President of the United States, the Department of Homeland Security, and naturally, white supremacist militias who allegedly threaten carnage. This is what the news media is reporting. That's ABC. Now, CNN and the other corrupt people pretending to be legitimate journalists are, of course, too feckless to actually look into this group.
and identify them, Nexus Services and Nexus Derecho Humanos. That's in Spanish, even though they're based in Virginia. They're hardcore lefties. They're filing suit, but there is no Democrat Party involvement in any of this. And then there's Dilley Pro Bono. No, and that's a big group. Who funds them? Well, look for Open Society funding. And then there's the DARA Pro Bono. These are all left-wing groups.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new billboards to you. They're horizontal rectangles with a yellow background. The headline reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. And while that might sound like a lot of words for a billboard, they all fit perfectly. Overall, it's a pretty great advertisement.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? You may qualify for the Fresh Start program. Civic Tax Relief can give you free information on how the program works. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. They know the proper steps to save you the most amount of money. They will negotiate your tax debt and protect you from bank levies or wage garnishments. Call for your free Fresh Start information now. 800-955-8408. That's 800-955-8408. 800-955-8408.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program has proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558.
800-207-8558.
That's 800-207-8558.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Let's go right to a phone call. Let's go to Manny in Petersburg, Virginia. Manny, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Manny. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Hey, listen, I just want to point something out about Abilio. Jim, or Abilio. I don't know which is correct. But anyhow, so last weekend, and I saw this on Facebook, Jim Acosta posted it. He was awarded, how very convenient and deserving, but he was awarded the William Randolph Hearst Award for Yellow Journalism. Journalism. And if you know, and listeners know, fellow listeners know who William Randolph Hearst is, he's this newspaper tycoon at the turn of the century that, you know, sensationalized news, especially one being, the war against Spain in 1898.
The USS Maine. Remember the Maine.
Right.
Havana Harbor, the mast is up at Arlington Cemetery.
Right, I did see that. I did notice that. But anyhow, the thing is, you know, this is the type of journalism that Jim Acosta, with his crocodile tears, his over-sensationalism, you know, his melodramatic, you know, bull, okay, that's what he's engaging in. He was just awarded the William Randolph Hearst Award. I just wanted to point that out, which is very, you know, anyhow, the thing is,
well, look, he receives awards for behaving the way that he behaves. So the journalism industry rewards this kind of behavior because the journalism industry and the organizations that hand out awards stocked with all these lefties, obviously.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.